Harvest in the Gardens is Saturday, October 7th, featuring a hay maze, animals, live music, a mini farmer's market, pumpkin painting, and more. Harvest in the Gardens, Saturday, October 7th. Tickets and info at turtlebay.org.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Turtle Bay's 17th annual fall plant sale is taking place Saturday, October 7th, featuring California natives and drought-tolerant plants propagated on-site for our region. Turtle Bay's fall plant sale, Saturday, October 7th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Privacy is a right, not a privilege. Defend your rights at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Alrighty, folks. So President Trump is basically now declaring the primaries over. And look, if you look at the national polling data right now, he is up by a long shot on the rest of the field. If you compare this to, say, 2016, at this point in the 2016 race, Trump was up maybe 10 to 12 points on the rest of the field. At this point, Trump is up by virtually all of the polling, about 40 points over the rest of the field. The latest Economist YouGov poll, for example, has Trump at 53%, DeSantis at 14, and everybody else well below 10. The Monmouth poll before that has Trump at 55, DeSantis at 17, everybody else well below 10. However, this is not a national primary. When you look at Iowa, for example, Trump's lead, it starts to shrink a little bit. Not that he's not in the lead, but it's closer to 30 points than to 40 points. When you move on to New Hampshire, his lead again is closer to 30 points than it is to 40 points. At least 45-50% of the Republican base in these primaries does not want Donald Trump, or at the very least is talking about voting already about people who are not Donald Trump. And there's a solid number of people who like Donald Trump but would be open to others. This is what the polling is showing right now. Well, Trump would like to cancel all future debates because he says that we need to train our fire on Biden. Now, that's kind of an ironic claim coming from President Trump, who's trained most of his fire at this point on various prosecutors going after him or on Ron DeSantis. He's not trained an enormous amount of fire on President Biden to this point. However, trying to end the primaries early is obviously in Trump's best interest. Whether the RNC goes along with anything like that is another question. According to media yesterday, the Trump campaign has now asked the RNC to put an end to any further primary debates following a second debate that former President Donald Trump skipped. A note from senior advisor Chris LaCivita was sent from the Trump press office. Said tonight's GOP debate was as boring and inconsequential as the first debate. Nothing that was said will change the dynamics of the primary contest being dominated by President Trump. President Trump has a 40 or 50 point lead in the primary election and a 10 point lead over Joe Biden in the general election. Well, that is according to one poll. We talked about that poll a couple of days ago. There are two separate polls that have come out since then, one with Biden up one, one with Biden up five. This is to suggest that in the Real Clear Politics polling average, for example, Trump is up 10 is not right. In the average, basically he and Biden are running within margin of error. The RNC should immediately put an end to any further primary debates. We can train our fire on crooked Joe Biden and quit wasting time and money that could be going to evicting Biden from the White House. Now, again, one of the problems here is that the argument that Team Trump is going to spend all that money on evicting Biden from the White House ignores the fact that an extraordinary amount of the money that is poured into Trump's campaign has been spent on his legal bills and will going forward be spent on his legal bills, particularly if all of his assets are locked up in New York because of this fraud case. Meanwhile, President Trump is doing the Trump thing. He did this UAW speech the other day that was not to the UAW. It was about the UAW. And stagecraft, you could call it stagecraft. You could also call it fibbing. So President Trump stacked the room, apparently, with a bunch of his own supporters, many of whom were not union members. In fact, there was one person carrying a sign that said union members for Trump, who then admitted to the press that he was not, in fact, a union member and had basically been handed the sign. According to the UK Guardian, when Donald Trump gave a speech in Michigan on Wednesday seeking to capitalize on the UAW strike, at least two crowd members holding signs saying union members for Trump and auto workers for Trump turned out to be neither. According to the Detroit News, one individual in the crowd who held the sign that said union members for Trump acknowledged she was not a union member when approached by a reporter after the event. Another person with a sign that read auto workers for Trump said he was not an auto worker when asked for an interview. Both people did not provide their names. The paper said that between 400 and 500 people attended the event. It was at a non-unionized automotive parts supplier in Clinton Township. So he didn't go to like a unionized shop. He went to like a non-union shop to do a speech about how the UAW workers deserve more and how they're being screwed by President Biden. Now, again, the general message that Trump gave with regard to Biden and electric vehicle mandates and all the rest, a lot of that is true. However, again, the manipulation of stagecraft is pretty wild. It's pretty wild. Well, Donald Trump's lawyers, meanwhile, as we say, they're looking down the barrel of a real problem for Donald Trump with regard to his assets. Now, people, I think, are not spending enough time and energy on the fraud ruling in New York. The reason being, again, all these criminal indictments, they're going to go whichever way they're going to go, and everybody knows that they're politically motivated. The fraud ruling is also politically motivated, but the real-world impact of that fraud ruling is devastating to President Trump on a personal and a familial level. President Trump's lawyers apparently don't really know what to do because the judge in this case is so obviously partisan and so obviously over the top. The judge actually fined Trump's lawyers for making arguments he didn't like in that last ruling. According to the New York Times, Trump could lose his grip on buildings including Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue, the Trump International Hotel, overlooking Central Park, and all the rest. The judge sided with New York Attorney General Letitia James, and as a punishment, the judge effectively revoked Trump's licenses to operate all of those properties, and it left much of his New York operation hanging in the balance. Trump is expected to appeal. He's already sued Justice Engoron himself, who's been a thorn in the side of the Trump lawyers for more than a year. In a Wednesday hearing, Trump's lawyers pled for clarity, asking Justice Engoron to explain exactly what the effect of his ruling would be, and the judge refused to say. So it's totally unclear what happens now. So it could spell the end of the Trump organization. It could force the sell-off of several properties. It could basically destroy Trump's organization in New York. More likely, said legal experts, is a period in which Trump would be unable to operate his properties, which would be handed to a court-appointed chief executive. Such an arrangement would preserve Trump's ownership while preventing him and his two adult sons from running the machinery of the empire without permission from the court, which could be a problem depending on how much leverage he's taking out against buildings, for example, in order to fund his legal enterprises. Now, all these are obstacles to Trump's reelect. Again, it is not that Trump can't beat Biden. He certainly can. Is that a probability? I think it's not a probability. I think that it is a 40 to 45% shot that Trump would beat Joe Biden in a general election, given his performance in the last election, given the fact that right now he's not the actual nominee yet, and so many Democrats are focusing in on the failures of Joe Biden rather than how much they hate Donald Trump. Obviously, Joe Biden is focusing in tremendous fashion on Trump and Trump alone. The only reason, basically, that he stayed in the race is because Trump is the nominee. He believes that he's the only candidate that he can beat. There's more of that in just one second. First, everybody is unique and everybody sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids. Take that Helix sleep quiz, find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. Your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. There's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. I took that Helix sleep quiz. I was matched with the perfect mattress for both me and my wife. Not only is the best mattress I've ever slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. Don't want to take my word for it? Well, Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. Helix is offering 25% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners in honor of Labor Day. Go to helixsleep.com/Ben. Use code HELIXPARTNER25. It's the best offer yet. It's not going to last long. With Helix, better sleep starts right now. That's helixsleep.com/Ben. Use code HELIXPARTNER25 to get started. President Trump trying to forestall all the rest of the primaries by essentially shutting down the debate. It's not going to work, obviously, but he has been so far able to sort of skate over the top. He's just doing what he wants to do, and everybody else is kind of in the scrum fighting each other. Well, finally, Ron DeSantis is actually training his fire on Trump. And this has been, you know, the sort of pattern when it comes to primaries with Trump, going all the way back to 2016. If you go back to 2016, what you'll see is that Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio were under the weird assumption that Donald Trump's support base would simply collapse at a certain point, and then they would just walk into the nomination. That obviously didn't happen. Instead, they ended up fighting each other to the end, and then John Kasich stayed in to make sure that Donald Trump was the nominee by sucking up like 10, 15% of the vote in competitive primaries. And so Donald Trump waltzed in the nomination, despite the fact that in the early states, he's only winning 30, 35% of the vote. Well, today, Trump is a lot stronger than he was in 2016. Right? He's been a sitting president before. A huge percentage of the base is absolutely addicted to President Trump. They love the guy. And so whoever is running against Trump at a certain point here is going to have to stop with this notion that Trump is going to just fall off the road somewhere. He's not. Someone's going to have to take him on directly. And the only person right now who's positioned to do that is the guy who's number two in the race, Ron DeSantis. And DeSantis, for all the slings and arrows that he's taken, is basically in the polls where he's been for the last 6 months. He's stuck in the 15 to 25% range. He's in a second place holding pattern. And so something has to change. And so finally, DeSantis, who's now done two separate debates with the rest of the, second tier Republicans, he's beginning to fight back because he's making an argument. The argument basically is, look, I won the last two debates. I'm the only other solid candidate. I'm the only guy who's running double digits even against Trump in these primaries. So if you're going to consolidate the field, don't consolidate the field around one candidate who has not even had to go through a debate and who has a lot of blemishes on his record. Instead, why not consolidate the field around two candidates and then let us battle it out? And then if Trump wins, Trump wins. By the way, that is what the polls are showing. The polls are showing that people believe that DeSantis won the last debate. For example, CNN Focus Group came out yesterday, and CNN Focus Group suggested that DeSantis was the big winner of the debate.
Show of hands now. Okay, do an alphabetical order. Who you think did best during this debate? All of you. Burgum. One. Christie. Okay, so his toughness didn't appeal to anybody tonight. DeSantis. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Haley. One, two, three, four, five, six. Pence. Ramaswamy. One. Scott.
As you can see, DeSantis cleared the field when it came to this debate. And the polling data support that same sort of notion. So 538 did a poll on the debate. And what they found is that 33% of likely Republican voters who watched the debate said DeSantis performed the best. Only 5% said that he performed the worst. Nikki Haley came in second. She had an 18% rating as the strongest debater. 7% rated her as the worst. Vivek Ramaswamy, 15% said he did the best, but 10% also said he did the worst. A lot of people love Vivek. A lot of people hate Vivek. Everybody hated Chris Christie. Tim Scott basically did not register. People hated Mike Pence's performance. Nobody understands why Doug Burgum is on the stage. So DeSantis is now making the case that he should have made a long time ago, which is when it comes to winning the general election, I'm your guy. I have the proven track record in Florida. I have not lost to President Biden before. Well, Donald Trump has. And Donald Trump has to stop ducking debates. It's about time for Donald Trump to actually debate me. And so he's now calling for a one-on-one debate with Trump directly. Here was DeSantis yesterday getting a lot more aggressive with Trump.
He's had a lot to say about me on social media, really since 2022, right before the midterm election. He started attacking me when I was, we all Republicans were supposed to be united for a red wave. No, he tried to attack me and has been doing it a lot. You know, it's one thing to do it behind a keyboard. Step up on stage and do it to my face. I'm ready for it. You used to say I was a great governor. Now all of a sudden you're saying the opposite. Let's have that discussion and I'll do it. We could do it one on one. I was with Sean last night. Let's do that. And let's give the American people the choice that they deserve.
Now, is Trump actually going to do that? Of course not. Trump is not going to do that. And that should raise some questions. If Trump is unable to debate Ron DeSantis, who is an excellent Republican governor from Florida and who is the second place finisher in all of these polls right now. And by the way, who actually is a threat to him in Iowa? I know that everybody is writing off DeSantis overall right now. But the reality is that DeSantis has done an enormous amount of groundwork in Iowa right now. DeSantis is running, by the latest CBS News poll, in the 20s in Iowa. Trump has a major lead, but that's not the way the Iowa caucuses run. They're caucuses. And those caucuses rely a lot on ground game. They rely a lot on endorsements. Iowa is still very much an open question. There's a world where DeSantis wins Iowa. And so if Trump just keeps ignoring DeSantis, I mean, at a certain point, somebody's going to have to take it to Trump. And DeSantis is going to have to be the guy who does it because no one else in the field really is capable of doing that. Now, the big problem here is that when you're looking at consolidation of the field, Trump wants the field to consolidate to just him. I think it's premature to do that, considering, again, all of his vulnerabilities that we've discussed, ranging from the fact that he's wildly unpopular with suburban women to the fact that he already lost to Joe Biden the first time, to the fact that he does not have the self-control to actually meticulously attack Joe Biden's record. All the things we all know about Donald Trump, those should be fair game for debate. But consolidating the field to two is necessary at this point if you actually want there to be any sort of race. Instead, we have a bunch of also-rans who are staying in the field. And this is ridiculous. Okay, there were two serious candidates on the stage in that last debate. Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, everyone else on the stage is a joke in terms of why are they there. They should not be there. Vivek Ramaswamy is not running for president. He's running for Senate from Ohio, or he's running for a cabinet position under President Trump, or he is running for a new business in the media. Chris Christie is running a pure revenge play. He is a homicide bomber of politics. He committed the world's most famous political murder-suicide in New Hampshire against Marco Rubio, basically ensuring the nomination of Donald Trump. And apparently he wants to do the same thing again. Christie says, I'm not going to drop out Why should I drop out? The answer to why you should drop out is because you have no shot of winning the presidential nomination. So why are you doing this? Stop it.
If it all is going to come down to New Hampshire, and you know this better than anyone, having ran a great campaign in 2016, how are you getting the sense the field is going to be winnowed? And if you're down before New Hampshire, would you drop out of the race?
No, I have every intention of winning New Hampshire, and I wouldn't drop out before that. And I don't think I'm going to see any evidence that would compel me to do so. But what I would also say to you is, at least what I see up in New Hampshire, is Donald Trump in almost every poll well below 40%.
The unbelievable arrogance of people like Chris Christie staying in the race, even if Chris Christie were to win New Hampshire. Do you think that Chris Christie goes on to even compete in South Carolina or any of the other primaries? The answer, of course, is no. The answer is no. This field needs to winnow, and it needs to winnow fast if there's going to be anyone to challenge Trump. Maybe there's no one who's going to challenge Trump. Maybe the polls are exactly right, nationally speaking, and Trump just blows away the rest of the field. Maybe, fine. But if there's going to be any alternative, the field has to winnow. Again, I'm looking at that Real Clear Politics polling average, and what you are seeing in that Real Clear Politics polling average is that even in the national polling, Trump is at like 53, which means 47% of the Republican base is not in love with Trump. But you have 83 candidates, including like Christie at 2, and Scott at 3, and Pence at 4, and Ramaswamy at 5, and Haley at 7. Okay, that field is going to have to winnow, and winnow pretty quickly if anyone is going to challenge Trump. And again, DeSantis is going to have to get a lot more aggressive on the campaign trail against Trump. More on this in a moment.
I'm Scott, the owner of Solid Fire Pits. When I began welding my custom-made fire pits for friends and family, I shared them on TikTok because I was just so proud of them.
Check it out.
That's beautiful. I posted every new fire pit design, and more people kept ordering, from 26 states and counting. Then on my birthday, I had my best sales ever. Now how can the universe beat that?
Solid Fire Pits is just one of the 5 million U.S. businesses that rely on TikTok every day. TikTok sparks business.
Already coming up, Joe Biden believes that he only has one path back to the presidency, and it is Donald Trump's candidacy. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally source top shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Our prices start at just $25 per eighth. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden, bad candidate, but he thinks that he's got an advantage so long as Donald Trump is his opponent. He went to Arizona yesterday. He gave a speech. The entire speech was about how Donald Trump is the scourge of the world. And of course, he has to run this campaign because if he is forced to run on his record, he loses. So he's going to run purely on the idea that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy and all this. Now, back in 2022, some of us kind of scoffed at this strategy. We said, well, yeah, but he's a bad president. And his bizarre speech in front of Independence Hall, flanked by U.S. Marines in the background with a blood red background, was absurd and ugly and quasi terrifying. And yet, because Trump was seen as such a threat by so many sort of moderate voters, the result was that the Democrats overperformed in 2022. And so they're going to run that same playbook back again. And here was Joe Biden yesterday talking about how the MAGA movement is a dangerous threat to democracy.
Democracy is not a partisan issue. It's an American issue.
God, he looks terrible.
I've come to honor the McCain Institute and Library because they are a home of a proud Republican who put his country first. Our commitment should be no less because democracy should unite all Americans regardless of political affiliation.
He's not even speaking English now.
And there's something dangerous happening in America now. There's an extremist movement that does not share the basic beliefs in our democracy. The MAGA movement. Not every Republican, not even a majority of Republicans adhere to the MAGA extremist ideology.
Dude,
I know because I've been able to work with Republicans my whole career. But there's no question that today's Republican Party is driven and intimidated by MAGA Republican extremists. Their extreme agenda, if carried out, would fundamentally alter the institutions of American democracy as we know it.
I would say he's on Valium, but this is his natural state. This is when they haven't pumped him full of the amphetamines. Wow. I mean, so again, this is his pitch. His pitch is going to be that he is the person to protect you from the threat to democracy that is Donald Trump. So here is Joe Biden going through all of this. He started quoting MAGA quotes. Here we go. MAGA quotes of Joe Biden. What's amazing about Joe Biden, I've never heard, you know, the longest word in the English language is pneumo ultramicroscopic silicovolcanic coniosis. Or at least it was until this speech in which Joe Biden strung together at least 8,000 words into one. It was an amazing achievement. I'm not sure I've ever seen a word this long, like the word you're about to hear.
Just consider these as actual quotes from MAGA, the MAGA movement. Quote, I am your retribution. Slitting throats of civil servants, replacing them with extreme political cronies.
That's a long word.
MAGA extremists proclaim support for law enforcement only to say, we must destroy the FBI. It's not one person. It's a controlling element of the House Republican Party. Whitewash attacks of January 6th by calling the spearing and stomping of police a legitimate political discourse.
Right. Again, this is going to be the shtick. And this is going to be the shtick all the way up to the election. And he says it's an inflection point in our history. This is his closing pitch. It's an inflection point in our history.
I've said it before. We're at an inflection point in our history. One of those moments that not only happens once every several generations, it happens once every 8 or 9 generations. Where the decisions made in a short period of time we're in now are going to determine the course of this country and the world for the next 6 or 7 decades. So, you, me, every American is committed to preserving our democracy and our constitutional protections. We carry a special responsibility.
Okay, again, like all of this is garbage, but the case that he is making is going to be, and it always comes down to this one, is Biden versus Trump. Who is less off-putting? Right? Who is the person who's going to project solidity? Now, when it comes to record, Trump's record is way more solid than Biden's, without a doubt. When it comes to personality, Biden isn't particularly solid. The good news is that he's not alive anymore, so you don't have to worry about whether he's solid or not, because corpses generally aren't all that volatile. All right, coming up, Joe Biden's campaign predicated on Donald Trump being the nominee, which means if somebody else runs, maybe it doesn't go that great. It's the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
High school football action is back, broadcast live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com. As teams hit the gridiron, now's the time to sponsor a high school football game or games, which includes 1 month of advertising, 4 30-second ads per day, Monday through Friday, between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Your business promoted in and out of each commercial break during the game or games you sponsor, plus an interview during the morning show, and 3 30-second bonus ads on Saturdays and Sundays between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. Don't miss the live interviews with coaches and players. We'll also discuss the rosters featuring backstories on the coaches, players, and teams. We'll throw in pre- and post-game announcements, along with play-by-play high school football action live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com.
If you would like to sponsor a high school football game or games, call Sue McClain or Tyler Chapman at KCNR at 530-605-4565.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
1-5.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden's bad candidacy is highly reliant on the idea that he's going to run against Trump. Because if he's not the nominee, he's got a real problem. One of those big problems is the fact that he is as corrupt as the day is long. So the House yesterday commenced their impeachment inquiry. So I suggested beforehand that I don't really see the strategic need for an impeachment inquiry, given the fact we are already on the Republican side looking into all of his corruption. I'm not sure how, like, putting a stamp, impeachment inquiry, helps things, other than it sort of boxes you in. Because you don't come to an impeachment at the end of the impeachment inquiry, you exonerate the guy. And the question is going to be whether you have enough votes even on the Republican side of the aisle for an actual impeachment. That means holding together your caucus in really strong fashion, which is kind of a problem since, again, the impeachment inquiry was launched without a vote in the House, meaning that the majority in the House, the Republican majority, was not even there. And the fact is that McCarthy could not get enough Republicans to vote on the dotted line with regard to an impeachment inquiry to launch it that way, which raises the question as to whether he's going to get enough Republicans to vote for an actual impeachment, which would be a giant fail. If you launch an inquiry without coming to an actual impeachment, you get nothing out of it. So the Republicans did it anyway. They launched the impeachment inquiry. A lot of people think that was an attempt by McCarthy to stave off the right flank, saying, listen, I'm giving you guys what you want. You got the impeachment inquiry. What do you want from me? Okay, whatever this is, that yesterday they had a six-hour hearing on impeachment. It was not, like, amazing for the Republican Party. They didn't present any firsthand witnesses. Instead, they heard some testimony from a variety of sort of different scholars, including Jonathan Turley, forensic accountant Bruce Dubinsky, former Justice Department tax attorney Eileen O'Connor. They knew going in that Jonathan Turley was going to say that they have not the evidence to impeach Biden yet. The problem is that is the headline coming out of the impeachment inquiry day one, is that the Republicans' own witness said, you can't impeach him based on what you got right now. Here's Jonathan Turley yesterday.
This is a question of an impeachment inquiry. It is not a vote on articles of impeachment. In fact, I do not believe that the current evidence would support articles of impeachment. That is something that an inquiry has to establish. But I also do believe that the House has passed the threshold for an impeachment inquiry into the conduct of President Biden.
Okay, so it's that first part that everybody is focusing in on, is Turley saying, well, I don't have the evidence yet to impeach, but it's okay. They're ignoring the second part where it says an impeachment inquiry would be appropriate. You see Jamie Raskin, who's sitting next to Comer, who's leading the inquiry, James Comer. You can see Raskin, who's a Democrat, kind of shifting in his seat, gleeful that Turley said that they don't have enough evidence to impeach right now. Well, the evidence continues to emerge. Yesterday, according to Breitbart, Hunter Biden apparently referenced selling access to President Joe Biden as the keys to my family's only asset, according to messages from Hunter Biden's iCloud backup released by the House Ways and Means Committee on Wednesday. The committee released information confirming Devin Archer's testimony that Hunter Biden traveled the world selling access to the Biden brand, meaning Joe Biden. Hunter referred to access to Joe as, quote, the keys to, quote, my family's only asset, which is pretty strong language. Documents obtained by the committee confirm associates of the Biden business had direct access to the White House and then VP Joe Biden's advisors. According to the committee, Biden's associates were told not to mention Joe being involved. White House logs show many Biden business associates visited the White House multiple times. In addition, after the IRS launched its investigation into the Biden family, Hunter Biden apparently, quote, expected all of this stuff to go away when his dad becomes president, according to an email between Hunter Biden and a CNN producer that the committee actually obtained. Again, the producer has an email from Hunter saying he expected all this stuff to go away when his dad became president. So that's not good. Now, that there will be more evidence to emerge for sure. Comer, for his part, he said we now have evidence that the Chinese government is sending direct payments to Joe Biden's immediate family. Well, of course, that's true. We knew that.
Have you been able to identify what specifically Joe Biden did to get paid?
Mm-hmm. Well, all these people who are paying the Bidens, first of all, Joe Biden met with every single one of them or talked to them on the phone, even though he lied to the American people and said he never met with any of them. He met with all of them. They were all in trouble. They were all needing help from the United States. If you talk about the Romanian money, the Ukrainian money, they were being investigated for corruption in their home countries. They needed help from Joe Biden. In China, this was the Chinese government. This was the Chinese government sending direct payments to Joe Biden's immediate family. And what they needed was help navigating the bureaucracy and eliminating barriers to entry in our markets.
And all that is true, and more evidence is going to drop here, and it's not going to be good for Joe Biden. Now, Democrats, for their part, they were dunking on Republicans yesterday. They were suggesting that they've got nothing, there's no evidence, all the rest of this kind of stuff. But it doesn't matter, because in the general American perception of Joe Biden, the idea that he is clean and pure and honorable, no one thinks that. The polls show people think that Joe Biden is corrupt, mainly because he's corrupt. But here are Democrats yesterday slaying. Go ahead, slay kings and queens. Go for it.
All right, so let's get it straight. We're 62 hours away from shutting down the government of the United States of America, and Republicans are launching an impeachment drive based on a long debunked and discredited lie.
What a day we are having here, isn't it? Right? I mean, listen, as a former director of emergency management, I know a disaster when I see one.
I want to say thank you to Mr. Donald Trump for calling this hearing today. We see the long arm, but little hands, of Mr. Donald Trump, whose fingerprints are all over this hearing and this sham impeachment.
Donald Trump, impeachments. Oh, how many impeachments? We got two there. How many indictments? We got four. How many for Biden? Zero, zero. Donald Trump is right. He's sick of winning. He's just winning, running away with it. And that's why we're here. They can't save Donald Trump. They can't take away the two impeachments and the four indictments. But they can try to put some numbers on the board for Joe Biden. But the problem is, when you sling mud, you got to have mud. And they just don't have anything, Mr. Chairman.
Honestly, if they would continue to say,
what a
clown
show.
Hunter and we were playing a drinking game, I would be drunk by now.
If the Republicans had a smoking gun, or even a dripping water pistol, they would be presenting it today, but they've got nothing on Joe Biden.
Come on. If you all think there's so much evidence, we're here. Call the vote on impeachment. Impeach him right now.
Well, first of all, that's not what an inquiry is. And first of all, it's not what an inquiry is. But also, guys, go off. You know, go off. Really. Continue to talk about this, because it's very, very good for Joe Biden's opposition. Lesha had found herself in an unplanned pregnancy. She wasn't sure what to do. She searched for pregnancy services and found a pre-born network clinic where she was counseled, supported, and offered a free ultrasound. After seeing her baby and hearing the heartbeat, she cried. She was certain she would keep her baby forever. Lesha gave birth to a baby girl who is smart, beautiful, full of life. Often she visits that same clinic and receives free clothes, diapers, and more. Because of your generous support, Preborn writes 200 stories just like these every single day. $28 can be the difference between the life and death of a child. When a mom meets her baby on ultrasound and hears the heartbeat, it's a divine connection and doubles the baby's chance at life. Let's join together and help moms in crisis choose life. All gifts are tax deductible, and 100% of your donation goes toward saving babies. Just dial #250, say keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or visit preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. Preborn is an amazing organization. They're doing incredible work. Make sure that mom can hear the baby's heartbeat. She'll make the right decision if she does. Dial #250, say keyword baby to get started, or visit preborn.com/Ben. And so meanwhile, again, Joe Biden, between his corrupt personality, the fact that he is in a state of physical and mental decay, and his bad policy, he is a very vulnerable candidate. The UAW apparently is now threatening more strikes. Oh, that's great. So you mean the president showed up, wore their hat, and now they're like, hey, we got some juice. Let's strike some more and wreck the economy. The UAW pledged to widen its strike on Friday, barring significant progress in talks with Detroit car makers as the companies take steps to keep critical parts flowing to their dealerships. Parallel talks between the UAW and GM, Ford Motor, and Chrysler parent Stellantis continued, a union official said Wednesday, nearly 2 weeks into a limited strike at all three automakers. The UAW official said the union would identify new strike targets at 10 a.m. Friday, with walkouts to begin at noon, unless bargainers make headway in negotiations for new four-year contracts. Last week, the UAW expanded that strike beyond three assembly plants to include a 38-part distribution centers owned by GM and Stellantis. The union spared Ford for more walkouts. They said they were getting more concessions from Ford. But the widening of the strike, why do you think they're doing that? They're doing that because the president of the United States literally showed up and walked the picket line with them wearing a UAW hat. That is why you end up with more strikes. So If they cut a really, really great sweetheart deal with all of these car companies and your car becomes wildly more expensive, you know exactly who to blame. His name rhymes with Joe Biden. That's exactly who to blame. It turns out, again, that when the President of the United States endorses one side in a private labor action, it is very likely that that side is going to be incentivized to take a harder line position not to come to the negotiating table and bargain. Speaking of failures, the Ukraine war continues to slog on. According to the New York Times, literally no one has gained ground this year. Although both sides have launched an ambitious offensive, the front line has barely shifted. After 18 months of war, a breakthrough looks more difficult than ever. Again, the front line in Ukraine basically changed not at all from last winter. There was supposed to be a major Ukrainian offensive that was going to reverse Russian gains in the Donbass and the Crimea region. Instead, the map looks pretty much the same. Despite 9 months of bloody fighting, less than 500 square miles of territory have changed hands since the start of the year. And meanwhile, Joe Biden has no off-ramp. He's provided no off-ramp. He says that Zelensky is going to do all the negotiating. We're just going to keep signing checks. That is not the way this should work. It's not the way this should work. Everyone knows how this war ends. We've known it for a year. There was going to be a negotiated settlement. No one believes the Ukrainians are pushing the Russians all the way out of Crimea and all the way out of the Donbass. There's been almost like zero territorial change. The last major territorial change was in November, December of last year. Otherwise, no territorial change whatsoever. Since the start of the year, Ukraine has gained about 143 square miles, and Russia has gained about 331 square miles. These are not major amounts of territory. And yet, Joe Biden has no plan to end this war. It's just going to continue ad infinitum, which presumably is why some other Democrats are starting to look around and go, like, why isn't anyone jumping in on this guy? I mean, he's vulnerable on the Democrat. Like, 70% of Democrats don't want him to run again. One of the people who is now delusionally thinking about running for president is apparently Cenk Uygur. I myself have debated. Watch that on YouTube. It's fascinating stuff. Here was Cenk yesterday announcing that he might be staffing up for a 2024 primary run against Joe Biden.
Crystal, we are definitely in an unsolvable riddle.
Yeah.
Because the corporate Democrats say, I will not disobey. I will always bow my head.
Right.
And the progressives say, well, I can't run. The mainstream media will destroy me. They'll destroy my life. Mm-hmm. They'll destroy my career, et cetera. Right.
Right.
So how do we get past that? That's why I'm desperate enough to think maybe I should do it. And I'll tell you why. Because let's say that somebody like me gets in the race.
Yeah.
The Democratic voters are dying for an alternative. Mm-hmm. They keep saying in every poll, for God's sake, give us someone else. Give us someone else. If someone like me were to get to 20 points, do you have any idea how quick Newsom and Whitmer would enter the race?
And so that's Cenk basically saying, I'll get in the race just to show that Biden's vulnerable, and then you'll see some of the more serious candidates jump in. There's a reason that Democrats are hitting the panic button right now, and Cenk does not happen to be wrong. I mean, again, there's something tactical to what he's doing there. I think that it's a mission doomed for failure, but he's saying it's a mission doomed for failure. It's kind of fascinating. We're going to get to more of this in just 1 second. First, I wanted to let you know, if you really enjoy The Ben Shapiro Show and The Daily Wire, we have a bunch of other shows over at DailyWire.com. Let Michael Knowles tell you about his show.
Hey, Michael Knowles here. As you might expect, I am the host of The Michael Knowles Show. Conservative pessimists say the world can't get any worse. Conservative optimists say it certainly can. Luckily, there is hope and a whole lot of fun to be had at the left's expense. Come check out The Michael Knowles Show at The Daily Wire. You can listen to the show for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, YouTube, or Facebook. It is all over the place. You can watch the full show ad-free on DailyWire.com. And don't miss exclusive videos we make on my YouTube channel, such as my woke commercial reviews and the Chaz Funniest Home Videos. We break down everything from Drag Queen Story Hour to the Paris Climate Agreement. So come on over and check out The Michael Knowles Show wherever you get your podcasts. Every Monday through Friday. See you there.
You know, I pretend that I really hate Michael, but it really, it's not hatred. It's more just a strong and intense dislike. You heard it here first, gang. Make sure to check out The Michael Knowles Show. Alrighty, coming up. Believe it or not, there are some people on the right who have been denigrating the value of marriage, telling men not to get married. It's kind of an interesting argument. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So there are a bunch of people on the so-called red-pilled right who are telling men not to get married. It's really interesting. So there are a bunch of people on the so-called red-pilled right who have now suggested that marriage is bad for men, that men should not get married. Now, the case that they're making is not the liberal feminist case that basically men are useless and terrible and a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle or anything like that. The case that they are making is that the stakes of marriage have been changed by things like no-fault divorce, custody arrangements, the child support payments and all the rest, spousal support, that basically the legal regimen has made it not a bargain for men to get married. Now, I agree with the critique of all of those policies. I think no-fault divorce is a disaster area. I think that the child custody arrangements that basically always go to mom no matter what, that is a serious problem. When you shift the incentive structure, there's a reason why the vast majority of divorces are now initiated by women. That is not because in the past, women were wildly abused, and today they are wildly liberated. What that really is when you shift the incentive structure and it turns out that all the risk is now taken by men, women are going to be the ones who actually activate and push that divorce button. However, the red-pilled have taken it one step further, and now they're telling young men, you should not get married. It's too dangerous to get married. Don't get married. That's foolish. So let's go through some of these arguments, because they become very popular on the right. So let's start with Pearl Davis. So Pearl Davis is an anti-feminist who has become pretty popular these days. A lot of people label her sort of a female Andrew Tate, although without the checkered past. And here is Pearl Davis talking about marriage.
The TradCons, Daily Wire, conservatives are saying that Pearl's just a doom and gloomer who lies about stats, just focuses on the negatives, never the positives, and all the men complaining are just crybabies. And so one day he comes home, and he finds out that his wife had called the police on him and told them that the first time they hooked up 10 years ago, he had quote unquote raped her. And the truth of the matter is, when a man has children, they're not his kids.
A man has no way to have children and those kids be actually his. They're always hers because the courts give women custody 90% of the time, and rich men are really the only ones that have the money to fight it and the time. So I ask the Daily Wire, Jeremy Bowen, Matt Walsh, is this just crybabies? Are they just they're crybaby, weak men who don't man up and want to risk that? So, you know, it's interesting because instead of demanding that the laws change and demanding women face repercussions for doing this stuff, you guys demand that men need to step up and take part in a system that discriminates against them. You say, oh, find a girl that prays, she won't do it. But, and I had this thought too, until I found a Muslim girl that did the same thing. I found a Christian girl that did the same thing. I found a Catholic girl. It's happening all over. Whether you want to believe it or not, it is happening. I don't care about your religion. I don't care about your church. This happens everywhere.
Okay, so the argument that she's making against it, all these marital policies, those are correct arguments, and nobody is disregarding the pain of men who have been wrongfully victimized under these circumstances where the incentive structure is completely stacked against them. That is true. However, the benefits of marriage are still unbelievable. It does matter who you marry. To pretend that there is no difference between the person that you marry, that it's happening with Christians and Muslims, and it's all the same, that's statistically untrue. There are things that you can do to mitigate against the risk of divorce, and the person that you marry is the chief mitigation. The truth is that in the Jewish community, we always have a backup plan in the sense that every marital contract is a prenup. Every marital contract is a prenup, right? A Jewish ketubah is a prenup. It guarantees certain levels of spousal support, for example. If you give a get, then it makes prior arrangements and all the rest. But one of the throwing out the baby with the bathwater is not the solution. So how about both? How about we revise the system of law? But also, in the meantime, you do need to find a spouse and get married to her. And if what it requires for you to feel comfortable doing that is to shift away from the state mandated law and toward a contract arrangement, then do that as well. Right? We can have churches that sponsor that sort of thing. Because the truth is that those are enforceable contracts in court very often, the pre-custody arrangements and all the rest of that sort of thing. I want to go through some of the stats with regard to the benefits of marriage, because I think that it's also possible to exaggerate how bad things are for men. That doesn't mean they aren't really bad for men who end up divorced, or that women aren't divorcing men at an incredibly high rate overall, or that women aren't initiating the vast majority of divorce. Like, again, I agree with many of the critiques of current marital law. I agree with a lot of that stuff. The problem is that when you take it so far that you say that the solution for men is to not get married, now what you have done is you've created a second order effect where unmarried men become actual menaces. Okay, the reality is that men channel their aggressive drives toward building, or they channel it toward destroying. And a system in which women are unmarried and men are unmarried, that's something that the left wants. And if you acquiesce in that, then you actually end up destroying the very fundamental basis of society that allows for the growing and building of a society beyond the leftist principles. My answer to Pearl is both and. But yes, get married, and also we should work to change those laws. But, by the way, the way that we date has an effect on how we get married and who we get married to. And when I dated my wife, we went in knowing, as we began to date, that we were not going to sleep together until we were married. We knew for a fact that we were going to have long conversations about things that mattered. And this is, by the way, the best available data suggests that this is how you end up with a tangible, durable marriage that lasts a very long time, is that everybody has to be committed going in. That value, when you put values at the center of dating, that obviously doesn't mean that you're going to be impervious to the possibility of divorce, but it does mean your chances of divorce are really a lot lower, a lot lower. Now, I don't want to rip on Pearl here, and I don't think I am ripping on Pearl, frankly. But there are a bunch of other people who are making similar claims. So, for example, Brian Atlas was on the Whatever podcast, and here he was talking about marriage.
Would you consider a prenup?
Prenups are regularly thrown out all the time. They're typically non-enforceable, especially the longer the marriage goes on, the less likely they are to be enforced. Men get absolutely destroyed in marriage and in divorce. Financially, when it comes to the kids, women are more likely to get custody. And then also, if you do get a divorce, the financial cost of just getting the attorney, getting all that involved. If it's a contested divorce, you're going to spend mid five figures, six figures on attorneys. And you got to pay for her attorney too. 50% of marriages end in divorce. 80% of divorces are initiated by women. 90% if she's college educated. 90% of child support payments go from men to women. 97% of alimony payments go from men to women. You know, you have no fault divorce. So a woman can cheat on you. She can still get half your shit.
Again, the rip on the divorce law is a good rip. It is a fine rip. And the answer is not for men to avoid marriage. The answer is for men to find a good woman to get married to who is committed to values. Yes, of course marriage is a risk. Of course it is. But is the reward worth the risk? The answer, in a huge majority of circumstances where both people are committed, like say, share Christian values, for example, the risk is worth it, is the basic principle. Alrighty, folks, we've reached the end of the show. We'll be back here Monday with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. California senior U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein has passed away at the age of 90.
Senator Feinstein's office released a statement from James Saul's chief of staff, saying, quote, sadly, Senator Feinstein passed away last night at her home in Washington, D.C. Her passing is a great loss for so many, from those who loved and cared for her to the people of California that she dedicated her life to serving. It goes on to say Senator Feinstein never backed away from a fight for what was just and right. At the same time, she was always willing to work with anyone, even those she disagreed with. I'm Larry Marino at the California Republican Convention in Orange County.
Torrential downpours have made life miserable in and around New York City. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says there's more rain in the forecast.
This is a dangerous weather condition, and it is not over. And I don't want those gaps in heavy rain to give the appearance that it is over. It is not. We could possibly see 8 inches of rain before the day is over.
6 inches of rain at JFK Airport surpassed a record set during Hurricane Donna in September of 1960. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban has cast doubt on the prospect of the EU beginning negotiations anytime soon for Ukraine to join the bloc. Correspondent Charles Della Desma has more.
Speaking on state radio, Orban said the EU will have to answer very long and difficult questions until we get to the point where we can even decide whether to start negotiations. The European Council is set to begin accession talks in December, and Ukraine has said it hopes to join the bloc within 2 years. Orban, who has sparred with Kyiv over language rights for a Hungarian minority in western Ukraine, said on Friday that it would be unprecedented to admit a country that's at war. I'm Charles Villadesma.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
This decade may be the worst one yet to retire in. That's why you need the most current retirement information. For more than 30 years, Bob Carlson has been helping investors stay ahead of turbulent markets and money-grubbing politicians. Now, more than ever, you need to subscribe to Bob Carlson's Retirement Watch. Bob makes sure his Retirement Watch readers are getting independent advice on all aspects of retirement. It's advice you won't get anywhere else. When you subscribe to Retirement Watch, you'll get 12 months of the newsletter. You'll also get 5 model portfolios. Plus, you'll get immediate access to the Retirement Watch private website with tons of special reports. You'll also get an online spending calculator to help you deal with inflation. Plus, exclusive conference calls with Bob Carlson, answering your retirement questions live. All for as little as $49.95. Try it for 30 days, and if you're not satisfied, cancel and we'll refund your money. Sound fair? Sign up today at retirementelders.com. Retirementelders.com. That's retirementelders.com.
It was a rough way to end a rough week on Wall Street.
Wall Street closed out its worst month of the year with more losses. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% Friday after an earlier gain withered, and the majority of stocks within the index sank. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.5%, and the Nasdaq Composite edged higher by 0.1%. Solid gains for stocks during the morning faded as pressure built from within the bond market. After initially easing on encouraging signals about inflation, Treasury yields rose as the day progressed to keep the pressure high on the stock market. Treasuries are seen as some of the safest investments possible, and when they pay higher yields, investors are less likely to pay high prices for stocks and other riskier investments. Shares of energy producers fell sharply with the price of oil. Damian Troisi, New York.
Former President Trump will return to Texas in November to hold fundraising events in Dallas and Houston for his 2024 campaign. The invitation lists the members of Trump's Texas leadership team. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Commerce Department says consumer prices were up slightly in August.
An inflation gauge closely tracked by the Federal Reserve accelerated last month, but the boost was due mostly to higher gas prices. The good news, measures of underlying inflation slowed in the latest sign that overall price pressures are still moderating. Checking the numbers, prices rose just under 0.5% from July to August. That's just 0.2% from the previous month. The latest data coincides with rising hopes among Fed officials that they may be able to bring inflation back to their target without driving up unemployment or causing a recession. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Long Island woman who pleaded guilty in the shoving death of a New York City vocal coach has been sentenced to 8.5 years in prison. In a plea deal last month, she admitted to randomly attacking the woman. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hey, welcome. This is The Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Privacy is a right, not a privilege. Defend your rights at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Okay, so last night was the second big Republican debate. By big, I mean Donald Trump wasn't part of it. And of course, there's no way to talk about the debate without talking about the fact that the front runner by 30 points in the national average right now was not part of the debate. And when the front runner isn't there, it turns into a bit of a crab pot. Meaning everybody's just pulling each other down. There's no way to avoid that sort of optic. The question is anyone going to emerge from that crab pot to actually challenge Donald Trump? Now, here's the reality. Believe it or not, we're still pretty early in this race. It is only September 28th. At this point in the 2008 race, which is sort of the last open primary race that we had before Trump stepped onto the scene, in 2008, at this point, there was a running gun battle between Rudy Giuliani and Mike Huckabee for the Republican nomination. In fact, even in the 2016 Republican primary polls, Donald Trump was leading at this point, but he wasn't like way out ahead. It was still pretty competitive at this point. In other words, some things can still happen. Now, is that likely? Is that the most likely thing to happen? It's not the most likely thing to happen. However, it is pretty obvious that Donald Trump has some vulnerabilities in places like Iowa. So, for example, despite the fact that Donald Trump is leading significantly in Iowa and also in New Hampshire, when asked which candidates are being considered by voters in Iowa and New Hampshire, a huge number of Iowa voters and New Hampshire voters are saying that they are considering candidates other than Donald Trump. So they're not locked into Trump by any stretch of the imagination. In other words, if something terrible were to happen in Trump's candidacy, there are a lot of people who would presumably shift over. Right now, for example, if you look at that CBS News poll from YouGov, what it shows is that in Iowa, about 20% of the voter bloc says they will vote only Trump. In New Hampshire, that number is about 23%, which means 80% in Iowa and 77% in New Hampshire are saying that they will consider candidates other than Trump. 31% of voters in Iowa say they will not consider Trump at all. 34% of voters in New Hampshire say they will not consider Trump at all. And meanwhile, a vast bulk of the voters in the middle, the plurality of voters in the middle in both Iowa and New Hampshire say they will consider Trump and other candidates. What's happening right now is that all the people who are considering Trump and other candidates are splitting about half and half for Trump. So Trump's got that locked in base of 20-23% in these early states. And then the other 40-50% of voters who say that they're considering Trump plus everybody else are splitting about half for Trump and half for everybody else. And so the field is looking very fragmented. And the same thing is happening with the people who are not considering Trump at all. They're fragmenting among a bunch of other candidates. So is it possible that somebody could theoretically consolidate the rest of these voters? It is possible, but the field would have to winnow dramatically, and that person would have to take votes directly away from Trump. It wouldn't just be a matter of picking up everybody who's anti-Trump. That's only about 33% of the Republican base at this point. They would somehow have to take the other 45% of the base, and they would have to win that percentage of the base, or at least split it in significant fashion. So that's the state of the race as we move into this debate. Now, the field is too big. It's pretty obvious that it's going to consolidate. Right now, there are three candidates who are probably on the bubble. That would be Tim Scott, Chris Christie, and Doug Burgum. Vivek is self-funded and not really running for president anyway, and therefore he can stay in for pretty much as long as he wants. With that said, the field is likely to winnow. And so by the time we have another debate, we are probably going to be looking at Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis. Pence probably will be out by that point, I would imagine. So you're looking at probably Haley versus DeSantis is how this race is starting to shake down. Now, are these people definitely going to drop out? Well, if you're Chris Christie, you're just waiting until New Hampshire. You're hoping that the anti-Trump base consolidates in New Hampshire sufficient to actually show some momentum over there. But if you're looking at the state of the race right now inside the Republican Party, Haley and DeSantis are the two most viable candidates. And when I say the two most viable, they're not on even footing. DeSantis is well ahead of Haley in Iowa, and they're running about even in New Hampshire. So if DeSantis starts to pick up some momentum, which has been the story of this campaign, is that DeSantis has been a solid number two and he has never caught fire. That's been the story of the campaign so far. Again, I am somebody who is very supportive of Governor DeSantis. I think he'd make a phenomenal president. I like Nikki Haley. I've been supportive of Governor DeSantis and his candidacy pretty much this entire time in terms of who do I think would make the best president among the candidates who are on the stage. Well, with that said, everybody's still waiting for his campaign to actually initiate. And there's been sort of a stagnation to the race. It's been a very stable race basically since July, since June, July, when DeSantis first jumped into the race. So did the debate change anything last night? The short answer is no. The debate changed nothing. So Donald Trump basically used the war games strategy. The only winning move is not to play. Donald Trump didn't show up. He realized that if he did show up, he'd get attacked by all the other candidates on a wide variety of issues. He was attacked by them anyway for not showing up. Instead, he decided that he was going to jet over to Michigan and he was going to do an event with like a few auto workers and claim solidarity with members of the union over there, even though the union has shunned him and they are just licking the boots of Joe Biden, who is simultaneously licking their boots as well. With that said, him avoiding the debate naturally means that everybody in the room is fighting each other and not Donald Trump, which is a win for Donald Trump. And that was sort of the dynamic. Last night, there's a lot of people talking over each other, people trying to get aggressive, people attempting to fight each other, and it turned into a mess. It was a bit of a dog's breakfast. We'll get to that momentarily first.
I'm Scott, the owner of Solid Fire Pits. When I began welding my custom-made fire pits for friends and family, I shared them on TikTok because I was just so proud of them.
Check it out. That's beautiful.
I posted every new fire pit design and more people kept ordering from 26 states and counting. Then on my birthday, I had my best sales ever. Now how can the universe beat that?
Solid Fire Pits is just one of the 5 million U.S. businesses that rely on TikTok every day. TikTok sparks business.
Let's jump into the debate. So last night, the debate was moderated by a person from Univision, which I don't understand why Fox News is partnering with Univision. That is a far-left network. It's sort of like the MSNBC of the Latino community. So Hispanics and Latinos who are voting Republican or considering voting Republican in the primaries, they're not watching Univision, and every question that came out of Univision was biased to the left. It's Stuart Varney from Fox Business, and you have my friend Tana Perino from Fox News. And through no fault of their own, I mean, I can't blame the moderators. It's easy to blame the moderators, but it was just a pileup. It was just a 20-car pileup on the I-95. That's all it was. It was a complete car crash pretty much from the beginning. There's a lot of awkwardness, a lot of weird moments, some entertaining moments, but you know, for those who suggested that the debate overall is not a commentary on one individual candidate, the debate overall was relatively unwatchable. That's true. It was a not watchable event. Now, again, I think that some of that has to do with the moderate, some of it has to do with the way that these debates are done. When a person is asked a question, every other mic on the stage needs to be cut. That's just the way this ought to go. And then when the clock expires, then the mic should be cut. It should be that simple. If you strictly set the rules, then the rules have not been set. But nobody does that in these debates. It's kind of incredible to me. I don't understand why Fox News doesn't just set those rules right at the outset so you at least have some sort of order. The problem is that right now, you have seven people on that stage, all aggressively attempting to eat the microphone and get into that camera with the red light on. And they have no incentive to stop. So there's a ton of people talking over each other. There's a ton of sort of non-understandable nonsense where people were just, it just sounded like gray noise over your ear. So just on an optics level, it was not a good debate. Now, as for the particular candidates, Nikki Haley came in with some semblance of momentum. When I say some semblance, I mean, again, if you look at the polling data, she's doing better in New Hampshire than she was. She's doing better in Iowa than she was. She's still third right now to DeSantis by a pretty significant margin in Iowa. And she's now in the scrum in New Hampshire, meaning if she is second or if she's third or if she's fourth, it's kind of all the same, because the reality is that it's Trump at 50. And then it's like DeSantis and Christie and Haley all between like 9% and 13%. So she's got there's no question that Nikki has gotten some momentum off of the last debate. And she came in very aggressive. She came in very hot. Meanwhile, DeSantis was planning presumably to stick to his playbook. His playbook is, every time you come to me, I'm going to give you my accomplishments in Florida, which is a fine playbook. That's totally fine. He rebutted some attacks, some really, I think, scurrilous attacks by moderators talking about, for example, the Florida education plan to ban critical race theory. But it wasn't going to be a moment where he sort of elevated. As always, these debates are not friendly territory for DeSantis, because he is, at least on the stage, the front runner, right? He's second to Trump. Everybody is second to Trump. But he is on the stage the front runner, which means he has to fend off all those attacks. Vivek apparently had a personality transplant. So he went from the first debate, where he was just aggressively smarmy, like over-the-top smarmy, and just grinning ear to ear the whole time, and insulting everybody on the stage, to much more humble Vivek. He must have gotten the exit polls from the last debate and seen that it actually blunted a lot of his momentum, and he decided to change it up. Tim Scott, by contrast, decided that he had to get more aggressive, because he's also seeing those polls, and what they're saying is everybody thinks Tim Scott is a nice guy and nobody knows why he's on the stage. Chris Christie was just Chris Christie. The one thing you have to say for Chris Christie, that dude is always Chris Christie. He's never not Chris Christie. He's always Chris Christie, except when he's getting Donald Trump a Coke. But aside from that, he's always Chris Christie. And then Doug Burgum, no one knows why. And Mike Pence, I like the vice president. He brought a heavy dose of awkward last night. So just in terms of, there's a lot of cringe to this debate. Watching this debate felt like watching the earliest episodes of The Office, before they sort of hit their stride, where it was all super cringe humor. You're not sure if you're even allowed to laugh or not. Okay, so the debate began with several of the candidates knocking Donald Trump for not showing up to the debate, which is perfectly appropriate. Donald Trump is a Republican candidate for the presidency. He should show up for the debate on every moral level. Also, on every strategic level, he definitely should not show up for the debate. I'm just going to point out that strategically speaking, when you are winning by 40 points and you don't show up for the first debate and nothing happens to your numbers, there's literally no reason for you to show up to the second debate. Okay, but of course all the other candidates are going to attack Trump over this. So Chris Christie led the pack in attacking Trump for not showing up to the debate with the running gun battle for heaviest dose of cringe last night. I mean, this is like fatal dose of cringe here from Chris Christie.
And I want to look in that camera right now and tell you, Donald, I know you're watching. You can't help yourself. I know you're watching. Okay? And you're not here tonight, not because of polls and not because of your indictments. You're not here tonight because you're afraid of being on the stage and defending your record. You're ducking these things. And let me tell you what's going to happen. You keep doing that, no one up here is going to call you Donald Trump anymore. We're going to call you Donald Duck.
No one's going to call you Donald Trump. They're going to call you, they're going to ask you why you're not wearing pants. Why are you only a shirt but no pants? What happened to Melania? Where's Daisy? What is wrong with him? I don't even understand. Who wrote that line? That's the worst comedy line. That's a terrible line. They're gonna stop calling you Donald Trump and they're gonna start calling you Donald Duck. Okay, Bob Hope wants his routine back from 1947. Whoa. So not a good line there from Chris Christie. He starts off strong there, right? He's like, you're not here. I know you're watching. The reason you're not watching is because you're. I thought maybe he's gonna go to like Needles and Back to the Future too. Because you chicken McFly, you chicken. Oh, solid stuff there from Chris Christie. Christie wasn't the only candidate who called out Trump for not being there. DeSantis also called out Trump, and this obviously is a much better calibrated attack than, so where are you? Are you Donald Duck? This is a lot better here from DeSantis.
Where's Joe Biden? He's completely missing in action from leadership. And you know who else is missing in action? Donald Trump is missing in action. He should be on this stage tonight. He owes it to you to defend his record, where they added $7.8 trillion to the debt. That set the stage for the inflation that we have now. I can tell you this, as governor of Florida, we cut taxes, we ran surpluses, we've paid down over 25% of our state debt, and I vetoed wasteful spending when it came to my desk. And as your president, when they send me a bloating spending bill that's going to cause your prices to go up, I'm going to take out this veto pen, and I'm going to send it right back to them.
Yeah, that's a good pitch from Ron DeSantis. Now, again, does that damage Trump in any serious way? I mean, Trump's not even there. And unfortunately, a huge percentage of Trump supporters don't actually hold him responsible for many of the things he actually did while he was in office. But if you're going to launch an attack on Trump, that is the proper attack on Trump. Come defend your own record. We're going to get to more of this in just 1 second. First, I wanted to let you know, if you really enjoy The Ben Shapiro Show and The Daily Wire, we have a bunch of other shows over at DailyWire.com. Let Michael Knowles tell you about his show.
Hey, Michael Knowles here. As you might expect, I am the host of The Michael Knowles Show. Conservative pessimists say the world can't get any worse. Conservative optimists say it certainly can. Luckily, there is hope and a whole lot of fun to be had at the left's expense. Come check out The Michael Knowles Show at The Daily Wire. You can listen to the show for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, YouTube, or Facebook. It is all over the place. You can watch the full show ad-free on DailyWire.com. And don't miss exclusive videos we make on my YouTube channel, such as my woke commercial reviews and the Chaz Funniest Home Videos. We break down everything from Drag Queen Story Hour to the Paris Climate Agreement. So come on over and check out The Michael Knowles Show wherever you get your podcasts. Every Monday through Friday. See you there.
You heard it here first, gang. Make sure to check out The Michael Knowles Show. Already coming up, there's a lot of awkward and last night's debate. We have more of it. The Ben Shapiro Show.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Our prices start at just $25 per eighth. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So lots of awkward in last night's debate. Mike Pence decided that he was going to go mano a mano with Chris Christie in the awkward lane. So he decided that he was going to talk about, he was asked about Joe Biden showing up at the UAW strike. He was asked about Donald Trump showing up and speaking in Michigan. And when he was asked about Biden, he dropped what he thought, I think, was a pre-planned laugh line. So first rule of debate, do not have pre-planned laugh lines. You cannot predict when people are going to laugh, particularly when your laugh lines are this awkward. So here is Mike Pence talking about Joe Biden on the picket line.
Look, I do disagree with something Tim Scott just said. Joe Biden doesn't belong on a picket line. He belongs on the unemployment line.
And then he looks in the camera waiting for people to laugh. It's like, oh, no. Now, first of all, he's cribbing off Ronald Reagan. It's an old Ronald Reagan line. He says recession is when your neighbor loses his job and depression is when you lose your job and recovery is when Jimmy Carter loses his job, right? So he's basically kind of twisting that line. But, the crowd is like, no. So that went over like a lead balloon. Okay, meanwhile, Nikki Haley, she was very aggressive last night. She obviously was amped up and you could tell from her manner. She didn't do poorly last night, but it was just that it was a very aggressive performance from Nikki Haley, which was kind of a difference from her last debate performance, which I thought was actually very good. Here is Nikki on immigration, for example. And what she's saying is totally right. It's just that, again, when you're watching these things, the cadence sort of matters.
Well, what happens is when Joe Biden waved the green flag, it told everybody to come. And now we've seen 6 million people cross the border. We've had more fentanyl that have killed Americans in the Iraq, Vietnam, or Afghanistan wars combined. We need to make sure that we are a country of laws. The second we stop being a country of laws, we give up everything this country was founded on. So we have to secure the border. The way we do that is, first of all, defund sanctuary cities. You see what's happening in Philadelphia right now. It's got to stop.
So all this is good by Nikki Haley, by the way. All this is good by Nikki Haley. And she started off the debate in this mode. As you'll see a little bit later on in the debate, she kept getting more and more aggressive. But again, she started off solid. There's a reason why in this group of candidates, Haley and DeSantis are currently doing the best. And meanwhile, Vivek was there. And again, I agree with a lot of what Vivek says, depending on the day. And Vivek yesterday was talking about the southern border. And here's what Vivek had to say about the southern border.
Militarize the southern border, stop funding sanctuary cities, and end foreign aid to Mexico and Central America to end the incentives to come across. But I do go a step further. You're right about that, Ilya. I favor ending birthright citizenship for the kids of illegal immigrants in this country. Now, the left will howl about the Constitution and the 14th Amendment. The difference between me and them is I've actually read the 14th Amendment. What it says is that all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the laws and jurisdiction thereof are citizens. So nobody believes that the kid of a Mexican diplomat in this country enjoys birthright citizenship. Not a judge or legal scholar in this country will disagree with me on that. Well, if the kid of a Mexican diplomat doesn't enjoy birthright citizenship, then neither does the kid of an illegal migrant who broke the law to come here.
Okay, so what Vivek is saying there, by the way, actually is a good legal argument. This has been a very, very long and an interesting ongoing legal argument among conservative legal scholars is whether birthright citizenship actually was ever meant to extend to kids of people who are subject to another jurisdiction. So if you are a Mexican citizen, but not an American citizen, you come here and then you just drop a kid. Is that kid therefore an American citizen? There's a case from the Supreme Court in the late 19th century that sort of suggests that yes, this is birthright citizenship is the way that this is done. It would probably take a constitutional amendment to overturn that. There's an argument about whether you could do it with an act of Congress or not. It's an interesting legal argument. So this was the debate Vivek who showed up. And much better debate Vivek. The problem is that there was hangover from the last debate Vivek. And the last debate Vivek was really obnoxious. Right? He's the guy who got on stage and he suggested that every single person who was on the stage was bought and paid for. Which led to Tim Scott actually taking out a baseball bat and clobbering Vivek on the stage. And it was really at this point in the debate where things started to get out of control. From here on in, so at the beginning you had some people making some policy statements, good, bad, and different. It was really here that things started to go wild.
I can't imagine how you could say that, knowing that you were just in business with the Chinese Communist Party and the same people that funded Hunter Biden, millions of dollars, was a partner of yours as well. It's not nonsense.
So I want to respond. These are good people who are tainted by a broken system. And it's not the fault of anybody who's involved.
Some of us are tainted.
The bottom line is we need to spot paper.
Thank you for speaking while I'm interrupting.
Thank you for speaking while I'm interrupting.
You can't be on both sides.
Gentlemen, you'll have your turn.
One of the challenges we should have.
We should focus on the issues that matter.
Between the
business in China.
Does it sound listenable to you?
Let's focus on holding Joe Biden accountable. That's what we need to be focusing
on. I actually agree with Ron.
And then Ron jumps in. So this turns into, oh my gosh, so this whole thing turns into the opening number of Guys and Dolls. Right? It's I got a horse right here. His name's Paul Revere. And now you've got three guys singing simultaneously about which horse they're picking. Like, use the mute button, gang. Use the mute button. Cut off somebody's mic. This is where it turned into a mess. I will say that Freudian slip by Vivek right there, stop speaking while I'm interrupting, is pretty spectacular. Alrighty, coming up, the debate begins to spiral out of control. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, I'm Tim Scarborough, host of Shasta Outdoors. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, we bring to you each week guest news and information about the great outdoors. There are so many wonderful opportunities to get out there and enjoy hiking, kayaking, fishing, horseback riding, hunting, and the list goes on of things we get to enjoy in Northern California. Shasta Outdoors, Friday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.org.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the debate begins to spiral out of control. Pence also hit Vivek Ramaswamy. Again, one of the hangovers from the last debate is that Vivek pissed everybody off. And everybody decided they were going to take their revenge. So here was Pence slamming Ramaswamy. They were going after Vivek also because he accused everybody on the stage of being corrupt. And now they're all like, dude, you tried to cut a deal with the same Chinese business partners that Hunter Biden cut a deal with. Here's Pence.
Well, first, let me say I'm glad Vivek pulled out of his business deal in 2018 in China. That must have been about the time you decided to start voting in presidential elections. So we're nice to have you participating in elections. So let me speak to this issue. Number one.
Okay, we're done there. That's it. That's all we need from Pence. But again, just demonstrative of the kind of ire that people had for Vivek on the stage. Nikki Haley also could not stop going after Vivek last night. So this started off actually when Vivek Ramaswamy was asked about TikTok. So he had this very weird flip-flop on TikTok where he said TikTok should be banned. And then he made a big statement about how he was going on TikTok. Now, listen, I think TikTok should be banned. I'm on TikTok because my view of this is pretty simple. I'm going to go wherever the eyeballs are. I'm going to go where the eyeballs are because otherwise the bad guys get the eyeballs. So if TikTok is available to people, I'm not going to pretend it's not available. I have the same view of this that I have about ballot harvesting or about early voting. When these things are available, you have to use them because the other guys are going to use them. And that's kind of what Vivek says right here. But then he kind of goes further and suggests that maybe we shouldn't ban TikTok. So here was Vivek talking about TikTok.
TikTok is banned on government-issued devices because of its ties to the Chinese government. Yet you join TikTok at the dinner with boxer and influencer Jake Paul. Should the commander-in-chief be so easily persuaded by an influencer?
So the answer is I have a radical idea for the Republican Party. We need to win elections. And part of how we win elections is reaching the next generation of young Americans where they are. So when I get into office, I've been very clear. Kids under the age of 16 should not be using addictive social media. We're only going to ever get to declaring independence from China, which I favor, if we actually win.
Okay, so he avoids the question on whether to ban TikTok or not. And this leads to Nikki Haley getting very aggressive. And some people thought this was a good moment for Nikki Haley. I actually don't think this is a good moment for Nikki Haley because, again, Nikki Haley's entire approach here has been very genteel. Like she's been aggressive enough to attack people, but I don't think this moment went over for her particularly well.
This is infuriating because TikTok is one of the most dangerous social media apps that we could have. And what you've got, I honestly, every time I hear you, I feel a little bit dumber for what you say. Because I can't believe TikTok situation. What they're doing is these 150 million people are on TikTok. That means they can get your contacts, they can get your financial information, they can get your emails, they can get text messages, they can get all of these things.
This is very important for our
party.
This is very very important to our party, and I'm going to say
you've gone and you've helped China make medicines in China, not America.
Excuse me.
You're now wanting kids to go and get on the social media that's dangerous for all of us. You went and you were in business with the Chinese that gave Hunter Biden $5 million. We can't trust you. We can't trust you. We can't have TikTok and
Kid Lodge.
So it kept going like that. And then Vivek had the temerity to say we shouldn't be attacking each other up on the stage, when literally last debate, that's what he was doing. So, again, the person who was rising up from the scrum in all of this was his strategy, which is, I'm going to stand over to the side here, right? You guys want to do your car crash thing? I'm going to be, like, over here. It mainly succeeded. One of the best moments that DeSantis had last night was his moment on abortion. So he was asked specifically about abortion policy because Donald Trump has been incredibly aggressive in calling out DeSantis's 6-week abortion ban in the state of Florida. In fact, going so far as to suggest that it's immoral to pass heartbeat bills in the states, which, again, I don't see how any pro-life person can say that. You can say you think it's tactically wrong to suggest a heartbeat bill at the federal level because it's not going to pass and it's just going to tick off independent voters. I understand the tactics, but to suggest as a pro-lifer that it's bad to pass such a bill is, of course, ridiculous. Here is DeSantis' answer on abortion.
Abortion was on the ballot in 6 states in 2022. Republicans lost all of them. Next year, abortion will likely be on the ballot in Arizona. That is a must-win state. Governor DeSantis, how are you going to win over independent, pro-choice voters in Arizona?
Same way we did in Florida. We won the greatest Republican victory in a governor's race in the history of the state, over 1.5 million votes. We were winning places like Miami-Dade County, Palm Beach, that nobody thought was possible because we were leading with purpose and conviction. I reject this idea that pro-lifers are to blame for midterm defeats. I think there's other reasons for that. The former president, he's missing in action tonight. He's had a lot to say about that. He should be here explaining his comments to try to say that pro-life protections are somehow a terrible thing. I want him to look into the eyes and tell people who've been fighting this fight for a long time.
Okay, so, good for DeSantis. Good answer. And then, of course, DeSantis got attacked over supposed misteaching of slavery in the states. And again, this is a good defense by DeSantis. So here was the reporter from Univision. Again, this is a left-wing question from an MSNBC Latino reporter. I mean, that's basically what Univision is. It is a Latino MSNBC suggesting that the teaching of slavery in Florida talks about the massive benefits of slavery, which, of course, is not true. We talked about this extensively on the program. It's a lie. It very much resembles the Associated Press standards, the prior teaching standards that have been applied in the state of Florida are pretty much mirrored here. All it says is that slaves could use skills they learned during slavery opportunistically in order to advance their lives after slavery. That does not mean slavery was a good thing. That's what, it's the same thing as suggesting that if you went to jail and then you somehow got a degree while you were in jail, you use that after you went to jail. It doesn't mean jail was great for you. It doesn't mean jail's like an amazing place. In any case, Here is DeSantis rebutting this ridiculous question.
Quote, slaves develop skills which in some instances could be applied for their personal benefit. You have said slaves develop skills in spite of slavery, not because of it. But many are still hurt. For descendants of slaves, this is personal. What is your message to them?
So first of all, that's a hoax that was perpetrated by Kamala Harris. We are not going to be doing that. Second of all, that was written by descendants of slaves. These are great Black history scholars, so we need to stop playing these games. Here's the deal. Our country's education system is in decline because it's focused on indoctrination, denying parents rights. We eliminated critical race theory, and we now have American civics and the Constitution in our schools in a really big way, just like President Reagan asked for in his farewell address back in 1989. Florida is showing how it's done. We're standing with parents, and our kids are benefiting.
Okay, then Tim Scott. Again, this is where these debates sort of tend to go off the rails, and it does show who has limits and who does not. I do not like badly calibrated attacks or attacks that are dishonest. Tim Scott going after DeSantis on the slavery thing is really scurrilous. It's really scurrilous, and it's beneath Tim Scott for sure. Here is Scott going after Ron DeSantis on the standard, which, again, was not written by Ron DeSantis. It was written by a group of Black scholars in Florida.
There is not a redeeming quality in slavery. He and Kamala should have just taken the one sentence
out. Okay, ridiculous. I'm sorry. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. No one is suggesting that slavery had redeeming qualities. No one's suggesting that. And so for Tim Scott to do that, Again, gross. Don't like it. If you really enjoy The Ben Shapiro Show and The Daily Wire, we have a bunch of other shows over at DailyWire.com. Let Matt Walsh tell you about his show.
Hey, this is Matt Walsh, host of The Matt Walsh Show. Most of us, you know, don't wake up in the morning thinking about what the bureaucrats in D.C. are up to. At least I don't. Our concerns are more immediate than that, which is why I focus on social issues, culture, family, faith, even sometimes pop culture. Political issues are important, but I don't think they're the most important thing or the most entertaining thing, frankly. So if you're looking for a conservative show that goes beyond politics and brings you stories the mainstream media tries to ignore, come check out The Matt Walsh Show, Monday through Friday, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube, Facebook, anywhere you go for podcasts, I'm there. Plus, if you check it out on DailyWire.com, you can watch the entire show ad-free. The Matt Walsh Show, check it out. I'll see you there.
If you're looking for cynicism, depression, and also hilarity, Matt is the place to go. Make sure you check out Matt's show. So, I've been a little bit hard on Vivek. He did have one sort of shining moment in the debate last night, and that was when he discussed transgenderism, which again, Donald Trump was asked, can a man become a woman? He actually hesitated in an interview on national TV about that. Vivek certainly did not have any hesitation on that question.
I have to be very clear about this. Transgenderism, especially in kids, is a mental health disorder. We have to acknowledge the truth of that for what it is. I met two young women early in this campaign.
On parental rights in school.
Parents have the right to know. And you know what the hypocrisy of this is? Even New Hampshire failed to actually get past a piece of legislation here. The very people who say that this increases the risk of suicide are also the ones saying that parents don't have the right to know about that increased risk of suicide. And I'm sorry, it is not compassionate to affirm a kid's confusion. That is not compassion, that is cruelty. I met two young women, Chloe and Katie, early in this campaign, who are in their 20s, now regret getting double mastectomies and a hysterectomy. One of them will never have children. And the fact that we allowed that to happen in this country is barbaric. So I will ban genital mutilation or chemical castration.
This is all good from Vivek. The biggest issue with Vivek sort in terms of sort of how he speaks to camera is that every issue is the same level of intensity. But what he says here is, of course, absolutely right. Naturally, he was then hit immediately with a fact check suggesting that transgenderism is not a mental disorder. Spoiler alert, it's a mental disorder. It's literally in the DSM-4 and the DSM-5. I mean, it's literally in the DSM, which is a list of mental disorders, gender dysphoria or gender identity disorder. Okay, the debate concluded with pretty much everybody trying to explain who they wanted to leave the race, what they thought the race was about. In the end, there are really only two candidates on the stage who are running to be the president of the United States. In the end, DeSantis and Haley. Everybody else is up there for a different reason. And you can see it in the answers. So, the last question, Dana Perino is getting a lot of crap for this because she said, if this were Survivor, who would be voted off the island? And like, is that an insulting question? I mean, half these people should be off the island. Not only should they be off the island, we should actually have, you know, like an alligator pit. And I think it would make it much more entertaining if every time they slip lower in the polls, there is the possibility of death. I mean, it would definitely winnow the field pretty dramatically. In any case, here was Dana asking the question. Ron DeSantis said, I'm not going to answer it because I don't like the question. Fair enough.
None of you have indicated that you're dropping out. So, which one of you on stage tonight should be voted off the island? Please use your marker to write your choice on the notepad in front of you. 15 seconds, starting now. Of the people on the stage, who should be?
I'm absolutely serious. That with all due respect, I mean, we're here, like, you know, we're happy to debate. But I think that that's disrespectful to my fellow competitors.
Nobody wants to participate.
Let's do some questions. Let's talk about the future of the country.
Okay, fine. I will say that it was very funny. The very end of this debate, like, took the mask off of Vivek when it came to Trump. So this is the thing. Look at that list of candidates again. Who is actually running because they think they're going to win the nomination? So Nikki, maybe. DeSantis is definitely running because he thinks he could win the nomination. I mean, back in December, he was directly competitive with Donald Trump. Vivek is running to be a senator from Ohio with Trump's endorsement, or he is running to get a podcast, or he's running to do another, like, whatever it is he's doing. He was asked, why are you running when you're basically just a Trump mini-me? And his answer was, well, I am a Trump mini-me. Here we go.
I think Trump was an excellent president, but the America First agenda does not belong to one man. It does not belong to Donald Trump. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to you, the people of this country. And the question is, who's going to unite this country and take the America First agenda to the next level?
Okay, fine. So the problem is that guy's running. So you can't do that. You can't do that. He's an excellent president. I love his agenda. And we need to take it to the next level. He's standing right there and he's beating you by like 40 points, dude. Like that's some people here are running and some people here are not running. They are just there for the bleeps and giggles of it. Again, Nikki Haley running. Ron DeSantis clearly running. Vivek, nope. Tim Scott, nope. Chris Christie, nope. Is it more of a revenge campaign? Just looking for his opportunity to run into the middle of a room and start belching everywhere. Doug Burgum. I mean, Doug, you seem like a nice enough guy. I just don't understand. And Mike Pence, who clearly is there to sort of shore up his legacy because he was Donald Trump's vice president and he has to justify himself individually. Okay, what are these people seriously serious? The answer is no, which brings us to Trump. We'll get to Trump in just a second because he spent the day not going to this debate. He instead went over to Michigan. We'll get to that momentarily. First, we're going to get to more of this in just one second. First, I wanted to let you know, if you really enjoy The Ben Shapiro Show and The Daily Wire, we have a bunch of other shows over at DailyWire.com. Let Michael Knowles tell you about his show.
Hey, Michael Knowles here. As you might expect, I am the host of The Michael Knowles Show. Conservative pessimists say the world can't get any worse. Conservative optimists say it certainly can. Luckily, there is hope and a whole lot of fun to be had at the left's expense. Come check out The Michael Knowles Show at The Daily Wire. You can listen to the show for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, YouTube, or Facebook. It is all over the place. You can watch the full show ad-free on DailyWire.com. And don't miss exclusive videos we make on my YouTube channel, such as my woke commercial reviews and the Chaz Funniest Home Videos. We break down everything from Drag Queen Story Hour to the Paris Climate Agreement. So come on over and check out The Michael Knowles Show wherever you get your podcasts, every Monday through Friday. See you there.
You heard it here first, gang. Make sure to check out The Michael Knowles Show. All right, coming up, we'll get to Donald Trump in Michigan. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Our prices start at just $25 per eighth. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Winterville Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Donald Trump was in Michigan while this debate was going on. I do have some final grades for the candidates before we get to that. Everybody in the debate is tearing each other apart. They're all, you know, going at one another. Final debate grades, by the way, on this one, I'll give DeSantis a B plus, Haley a B minus, Vivek will give a C, C plus, Christie a C to C minus. I mean, that Donald Duck joke was just painful. Mike Pence a D, Tim Scott a D, and Doug Burgum, sure, he's great. I don't understand. And meanwhile, Donald Trump, again, played the war game strategy, the winning move is not to play. He instead decided to head on over to Clinton Township, Michigan, where he was supposedly speaking to auto workers. Unclear how many auto workers actually showed up to this thing, since the UAW is in Joe Biden's pocket, because he is in their pocket. It's an Ouroboros of pocket being in. In any case, Donald Trump goes there and he speaks about the auto workers and he gets some headlines. This is smart politicking by Trump. Again, he does have an innate instinct for getting attention and for misdirecting the cameras to a place he wants them to be, which is why it is so all-fired frustrating that for the last 8 years, Donald Trump has not used that magical power in order to direct attention where it should be. In any case, he goes to Michigan and he jumps in on his trade agenda, suggesting that globalization, or what he calls globalism, not quite the same thing, that globalism is responsible for what's going on.
So give me four more years and I will give you the end to this horrible globalism that's killing our country. I'll give you the return of the United States of America as the greatest and strongest industrial nation in the history of the world. Together we will dismantle the corrupt power structure that has feasted on the suffering of the American auto worker and the workers of any kind, not just auto workers, workers of any kind. We will cast from power the financial forces that have turned American cities into ghost towns to build skyscrapers in Beijing, China. We will wield every lever of government to defend you and to hold accountable those who have profited from the betrayal and suffering of the American factory worker. So sad to see. As your 47th president of the United States, I will be your protector. I will be your advocate, and I will be your greatest champion, the greatest champion.
And now again, do I think that a lot of this stuff is true? Do I think that manufacturing jobs are going to come flowing back into the United States thanks to President Trump? I don't. I don't think that anybody has the capacity to bring manufacturing jobs, like 1950s-style manufacturing jobs, back to the United States. That's not what the statistics show. However, is that a solid Midwestern Rust Belt pitch? Sure. His better pitch here is going after the Biden administration for their electric vehicle mandate. This obviously is true. Here's Trump yesterday in Michigan.
On day one, I will terminate Joe Biden's electric vehicle mandate. And I will cancel every job-killing regulation that is crushing American auto workers. I will unleash a thing called American energy, stop the ban on the internal combustion engine. And we will drill, baby, drill, and we will make zero environmental difference.
And so, again, all of that is good. And it's smart for Trump to go to Michigan. He gets attention away from the debate. Now, the biggest issue that Trump is about to face is actually this fraud case. So believe it or not, all of the criminal violations that he may or may not have committed, I think three of the four criminal cases are BS. I think the one on classified documents is very difficult for him to defeat just in the actual court of law, because he says on tape that he does the crime. But those are not really the biggest threat to him. The biggest threat to him, and the thing I'm sure that he is worried most about, is this fraud case in New York. Now, the fraud case is absurd. It's an absurd case. So the law in the state of New York, I looked it up yesterday, the law in the state of New York suggests that the government is capable of what they call disgorgement of profits of a business, even if no crime has actually been committed against anyone. So they're not charging you with a crime. They're not convicting you of fraud. You have not defrauded anyone in the sense that the person who you supposedly bamboozled is not suing you. And so you and I make a real estate deal. I inflate the value of my real estate assets. You know I'm inflating the value of my real estate assets. You make me the loan. We both profit. So there was no loss by you. In the state of New York, you do not have to show loss. the state of New York does not have to show a loss. There doesn't have to be any criminal fraud. They can then push for disgorgement of profits by filing a civil lawsuit. And that's precisely what happened in the state of New York to the tune of $250 million against Trump's businesses, which is wild. I mean, that's wild. That's a crazy regimen of law that if they detect, they think civilly that you committed a series of frauds. In other words, you just completely kept inflating the value of your assets in order to get deals at lower interest rates. The bank knew you were inflating. They gave you the loan anyway. The state can then come in post facto after everyone has benefited and done great. And the state has gotten more taxes because everybody did great. And they can disgorge the profits from you by identifying a pattern or practice of fraudulent conduct. So it's not even about finding a harm. There's no harm. Now, normally in a case, you have to show a harm. Here, you don't have to show a harm. You just go after people. So here is what is happening in that case. According to the New York Times, a New York judge ruled on Tuesday that Trump persistently committed fraud by inflating the value of his assets and stripped the former president of control over some of his signature New York properties. This is a real problem for Trump. If all those properties go into receivership, that is a heavy-duty burden on his assets. So if he is using those assets to, say, take loans out against the assets in order to raise legal funds, that is not available to him. It's a serious issue for him, electorally speaking. All right, folks, we've reached the end of the show. We'll be back here tomorrow with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. A man employed by the IRS is charged with stealing former President Trump's tax returns. According to CNN, Charles Littlejohn worked with the IRS between 2018 and 2020, and during that time, he allegedly stole tax return information associated with the former president and then leaked it to the press. Littlejohn also allegedly stole over a decade's worth of tax information from thousands of the nation's wealthiest people. The New York Times and ProPublica both published articles on Trump's tax returns in that time frame, although courts have not accused either organization of wrongdoing at this time. After skipping both Republican debates, former President Trump spoke at the Republican State Convention in Anaheim, California. There, he told Republicans that he plans on winning the state in a historic landslide in 2024, saying California's current mail-in ballot system is rigged. The former president said cities like Los Angeles and San Francisco are being destroyed by Democrats, citing mass homelessness and crime. The United Auto Workers expanded its strike against General Motors and Ford by adding two additional assembly plants, ramping up pressure on the companies to come to a new contract deal. UAW member Constance Daniel says they need more money.
Nobody wants to strike. Nobody. We all supposed to be a family, and we were just trying to feed our family. And with the cost of living going on and everything, that's all we ask.
They're asking for a 40% pay increase, among other things. Workers at Ford's Chicago assembly plant and GM's Lansing Delta assembly plant walked off the job at noon. The plant employs around 7,000 people, bringing the total number of striking auto workers to around 25,000 under the union's plans to gradually expand the strike. House conservatives have tanked the Republican continuing resolution that would have kept the government operating through October. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The fact of pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The largest dam removal project in U.S. history is now underway along the border between California and Oregon.
Federal regulators approved a plan last year to remove four dams on the Klamath River.
The dams were first built decades ago to generate electricity, but they also disrupted the river's flow and the life cycle of salmon. The dams are scheduled to be completely removed by the end of 2024. The project will cost about $500 million and is being paid for by taxpayers and utility ratepayers.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Longtime Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein has passed away at the age of 90. In 1978, she became San Francisco's first woman mayor. South Dakota cowboys and cowgirls are rounding up a herd of more than 1,500 bison as part of an annual effort to maintain the health of the species. Visitors come from all over the world to see the animals run before being corralled for vaccinations. News and analysis at townhall.com. A 16-year-old guy is arrested in northern England in connection with what authorities describe as the deliberate felling of a famous tree. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story from London.
The tree that had stood for nearly 200 years next to the Roman landmark Hadrian's Wall was one of the most photographed of all English trees. Northumbria police said on Thursday the team was arrested on suspicion of causing criminal damage. Photographs from the scene showed the tree cut down near the base of its trunk, with the rest of it lying on its side. Thousands of visitors each year walk along the UNESCO World Heritage Site, with many pausing to admire and photograph the tree at Sycamore, which was made famous when it appeared in Kevin Costner's 1991 film Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Half of shoppers plan to begin their holiday shopping by Halloween this year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
That will show a major victory for Team Sanity this week as a judge upholds Tennessee's ban on child gender transitions. Trans activists never saw this coming. We'll talk about it. And Britney Spears was freed from her conservatorships thanks to the internet mob, and now she's falling apart in front of our eyes. Good work, guys. In our daily cancellation, a woman explains her parenting strategy, which involves giving her child literally everything he wants all the time. We'll talk about all that and more today on The Matt Walsh Show. Last night was a big night because it marked the single most crushing legal defeat that trans activists and corrupt civil liberties organizations and big law firms and big pharma have suffered in years. Less than 24 hours ago, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, which has jurisdiction over Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and Tennessee, issued a point-by-point refutation of every substantive argument that proponents of transgenderism have made over the past decade. And this was not a ruling on technicalities. This was a well-articulated takedown of their claims in every dimension, medical, legal, logical. And given the makeup of the Supreme Court right now, we can be pretty confident that this ruling is going to cause some major problems for trans activists for the indefinite future. It's hard to see the Supreme Court right now overturning this ruling. And the upshot is that the bans on child gender transitions in both Tennessee and Kentucky will stand. So both are immediately going into effect. You know, when our ban was passed in Tennessee, trans activists gloated that they would easily get it overturned in court, but they failed. We beat them. Now, in a moment, I'm going to get into specific details about this ruling and what exactly it says and the context for it. But one of the first takeaways is this, that no matter how often you're smeared as a bigot, no matter how often you're told to believe a lie and to just trust the experts, quote unquote, you have to maintain your convictions.
Like, if you know that what you're saying is true, then you stand by that. And if you do that, eventually you'll win. I mean, the truth really does prevail eventually. And in this case, the lives of millions of children are better off because of it. Now, you may remember that it was just about a year ago that we ran a series of video clips from Vanderbilt Medical Center in Tennessee. And these clips showed that medical professionals at Vanderbilt were pushing experimental operations on young people, including children, who claimed that they were transgender and born in the wrong body. And in one case that we uncovered, a physician at Vanderbilt admitted that operations like this were a big moneymaker for the hospital. And in fact, she said that that was one of the ways that she convinced the hospital to get into this business is by pointing out how much money there was in it. And this footage and many other clips and news reports along these lines were a big part of the reason that lawmakers in this state were spurred to take action. In March of this year, the state of Tennessee enacted a, quote, prohibition on medical procedures performed on minors related to sexual identity. And this law banned healthcare providers from administering or offering to administer any, quote, medical procedure to a minor for the purpose of either enabling a minor to identify with or live as a purported identity inconsistent with the minor's sex, or treating purported discomfort or distress from a discordance between the minor's sex and asserted identity. Basically, this bans cross-sex hormones and puberty blockers, which is castration and sterilization of children. Among the procedures that were outlawed in Tennessee were operations that involved surgically removing, modifying, altering, or entering into tissues, cavities, or organs, and prescribing, administering, dispensing any puberty blocker or hormone. In fact, this was a total ban on what the media loves to call gender-affirming care for minors, which is really a form of castration and mutilation and sterilization. And Kentucky passed a similar law. Shortly after this bill was signed into law in Tennessee, a judge by the name of Eli Richardson, who, by the way, was appointed by Donald Trump, blocked the law. And Richardson held that the voters of Tennessee don't have a right to overrule the medical experts who say that minors need cross-sex hormones and puberty blockers. There is a constitutional right, Richardson ruled, for parents to dictate the medical treatment of children, as long as major medical associations concurred that the treatment is necessary, which means that, according to him, there is effectively a constitutional right that parents have to castrate and sterilize their children. And this is very confusing because you might go and look in the Constitution and try to find that right or anything that resembles it located in that document, and you won't find it. It was a, to put it mildly, bizarre decision, and I outlined this on Twitter at the time. There were a lot of obvious holes in Richardson's ruling. He cited cases that didn't support his argument, for example. And he put a lot of faith in activist doctors and quacks like the ghouls working at WPATH, who constantly change their minds about the so-called standards of care of trans patients. And they're constantly expanding those standards of care so that they can include more and more people and get more and more people sterilized and castrated. But the end result was that Richardson issued an injunction against the state of Tennessee. He prevented the law prohibiting childhood castration from going into effect, even though this law was passed by democratically elected politicians, and that's what he decided to do. But within days, in an extraordinary move, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals put out a preliminary opinion that rejected Richardson's opinion and overturned his injunction. The Sixth Circuit allowed the Tennessee law to go into effect and promised to issue a final ruling on the injunction by September, and last night we got that ruling. And that ruling is everything that parents and anyone else who actually cares about children could have possibly hoped for. I mean, it goes far beyond the tepid, wishy-washy, kind of down-the-middle approach that we so often see in so many courts related to this issue. For one thing, the court completely rejects the argument from the ACLU and trans activists that, quote-unquote, experts and medical associations and big pharma should be able to just unilaterally overrule the will of the people. And you hear this argument all the time from these people. They tell you that you have to ignore common sense, and ignore all of that, ignore your own rights as a parent, and celebrate the butchery of children because the experts know best. And if the experts say that this is what you're supposed to do, then just do it. Don't think about it. Just go along with it. But last night, the appellate court ruled that if a majority of voters in Tennessee or any state think that kids shouldn't be castrated, then their judgment is what matters. That's supposed to be the whole point of living in a democracy, after all. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Quoting from the decision, it says, quote, as long as it acts reasonably, a state may ban even long-standing and non-experimental treatments for children. In other words, unless voters are doing something that's clearly going to kill children, then they get to override the so-called experts. But the court didn't stop there. They noted that the experts, you know, as far as that goes, haven't even come close to proving that these gender-affirming treatments, quote-unquote, do anything productive. Quoting from the decision, quote, European countries that pioneered these treatments now express caution about them and have pulled back on their use. How in this setting can one maintain that long-term studies support their use and that the Constitution requires it? Until more time has passed, it's difficult to gauge the risks to children. The court continues, quote, the relevant medical and regulatory authorities are not of one mind about the cost-benefit trade-offs of this care. Consider the work of the FDA, an agency whose existence is premised on a form of medical expertise of its own. Gender transitioning procedures often employ FDA-approved drugs for non-approved off-label uses. Now, the court was especially harsh on the quacks at WPATH, which is the World Professional Association for Transgender Health. This is the group that creates the quote-unquote standards of care for trans-identifying patients. And then pretty much every major hospital just takes that as gospel. Whatever WPATH says, it goes, as far as the hospitals are concerned. The court noted that WPATH first said that puberty blockers and hormones should be used on children about a decade ago. But before that, the court noted, quote, its guidance documents from 1979 to 2000 generally disfavored using puberty blockers or hormones for minors. And only in 2012 did it abandon age limits for cross-sex hormones. And even now, the court observed, WPATH concedes that data on long-term consequences of these hormones are limited, which is an understatement, but even WPATH admits that the data supporting these procedures is limited. And yet they turn around and say, well, you know, we don't have a lot of data saying that this is okay to do, but do it anyway to children. Indeed, just before this ruling from the Sixth Circuit came out, we learned that a lot of the key data on puberty blockers, which has been cited by trans activists and doctors for years, is extremely misleading to the point that it's basically useless. So, first, some background on this. For many years, you know, trans activists and medical associations have said that these puberty blockers are completely harmless. They say that they're a pause button on puberty, and that's all they do. They just put a pause on it, and you pick it back up like nothing ever happened. Here's one propaganda video on YouTube from one activist group that targets kids, and here is them explaining what it really means to be chemically castrated. Watch.
Hi, fish. Come here. Oh, you need a name. Let's see. Wait a second. What gender are you? A person who is transgender is someone whose internal sense of their gender, being a boy, girl, or something else, doesn't match their physical body. People who feel this way sometimes feel anxious when they begin to reach puberty and their body starts to change in ways that don't match their internal sense of their gender. These feelings are totally normal. If you feel you want more time to explore how you feel about your gender before your body starts to change, it's important to talk with a parent, counselor, therapist, or doctor about the feelings you have regarding your gender. After some discussion and counseling, you may be referred to an endocrinologist. Endocrinologists specialize in hormones, and they are the most likely to prescribe puberty blockers for someone who wants them. Puberty blockers are medications that will stop your body from changing. They are usually given as an injection or an implant. They block the production of hormones to stop or delay the physical changes of puberty. The effects of the medication are only temporary, so if a person stops using puberty blockers, the physical changes of puberty will begin again.
So typical trans propaganda there, which is to say deceptive and absurdly misleading. There's no discussion in that clip of the potential harms that puberty blockers might cause. That, I mean, in fact, not even might. I mean, what the puberty blockers are doing to the body in the first place is disrupting. They are intended to disrupt the natural processes of the body, which you might define as harm already. So, like, by definition, they're doing harm. And those harms are immense and widespread. And among the harms is the psychological damage that they can cause. There's the physical damage. There's also the psychological damage. And the psychological damage is really important to point out because the whole point of the puberty blocker supposedly is to mitigate psychological harm. Now, data on this point about psychological harm has been out there for more than a decade, but scientists and researchers have not disclosed it. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
I have more to say about this after this quick break, so don't go anywhere.
Years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, local sourced top shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Our prices start at just $25 per eighth. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
And we're back with the Matt Walsh Show. So here's what happened. Back in 2011, researchers in Britain published a highly influential study claiming that, quote, overall patient experience of changes on puberty blocker treatment was positive. We identified no changes in psychological function. Now, those findings and similar reports became gospel among trans activists. In fact, when they go around and they say that it's all good, you know, it helps all the kids and there's no problem with puberty blockers, it's all fantastic. They are getting that. If they're getting it from anywhere other than their imagination, they're probably getting it from this study. The idea was that, on average, puberty blockers either help kids or at least don't harm them. No peer-reviewed paper was allowed to contest those findings or the data they referenced. But a couple of weeks ago, a retired scientist by the name of Susan McPherson decided to circle back around and double-check that data from that study. And she uploaded her research to a preprint website, which doesn't require peer review and therefore isn't censored. So she was able to just show everybody what her findings were. McPherson found that the original research from the UK was highly misleading. Specifically, McPherson determined the research methodology obscured the fact that the mental health of many children on puberty blockers had deteriorated in just 12 months. By relying on group averages instead of individual data, the researchers in the UK had managed to hide this fact. They hide the fact that although they're claiming that it worked out great for everybody, in fact, for a lot of these kids, they suffered psychological damage that was known by the researchers. Essentially, McPherson estimated that in reality, this number of children who suffered adverse mental health responses to puberty blockers could have been as high as one-third of children who were on those blockers. And of course, that number would have likely grown if the researchers had continued monitoring these children past 1 year. They only monitored them for a year. Like, already, that's enough reason to basically discount the findings. Because when we're doing something to a child, that's going to have drastic effects to their body and their mind and their mental health and their, you know, emotional effects. What we want to know is, what are the long term? Let's check back in with those kids 5 years from now, 7 years from now, 10 years from now. A year is not nearly enough time. But even in a year, what the research actually showed is that about a third of these kids suffered psychological damage. Think about that. A third of children on these puberty blockers suffered deteriorating mental health in the first year. A failure rate of over 30% in the first year is astonishingly high for a medical procedure. And it doesn't even tell anything close to the whole story. But again, the whole point of drugging the kids, you know, in the first place and altering the natural development of their bodies is allegedly to improve their mental health. This is supposedly the reason doctors are reducing the bone density of young children, giving many of them early onset osteoporosis. It's to help their mental health. And yet for roughly a third of these children, it failed like right away. It didn't just fail to help, it made their mental state worse. And the researchers failed to mention that. I wonder why. They chose to use a method of data analysis which allowed them to simply claim that overall the treatments were helpful. This proves once again that there's no data that actually justifies giving children puberty blockers, much less cross-sex hormones or administering surgeries. It also proves that doctors and quote-unquote experts have been lying about the data. Thanks to the Sixth Circuit's ruling, these experts can say whatever they want. Doesn't really matter. None of their half-baked studies provide any legal justification to overturn the will of the voters, as the court ruled. And if they had just stopped there, that would have been a major win for children already. But the appellate court didn't simply reject the bunk science behind puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones. They also went after other common arguments from trans activists, including this idea that they're a marginalized group that deserves special legal protections. Here's how the court responded to that claim. So this is them going beyond where they really had to go, but this is fantastic. Quote, the President of the United States and the Department of Justice support the plaintiffs. The major medical organizations support the plaintiffs. And the only large law firms to make an appearance in the case all entered the controversy in support of the plaintiffs. These are not the hallmarks of a skewed or unfair political process. In other words, when every lawyer, medical organization, and government agency is on your side, you are not marginalized. This is an obvious point to make, but as far as we could tell, this is the first time that any appeals court in this country has made it. Trans activists and politicians get a lot of mileage out of their false claims of victimhood while they're busy punching everybody else in the face. And they've been using that tactic in court also, and it's been very effective. Now it's been rejected. For good measure, the Sixth Circuit went on to reject the argument from trans activists that we should always defer to what parents want. I mean, you often hear trans activists and many Democrats trot this line out. Half the time, they're saying that kids should be able to hide their alleged sexuality and gender identity from their parents because the parents don't matter. And the other half of the time, they're saying that parents know best and we should always just defer to their judgment, even if they want to castrate their kids. Well, here's how the court responded to that latter argument. Quote, parents usually do know what's best for their children and in most matters, where to live, how to live, what to eat, how to learn, when to be exposed to mature subject matter. Their decisions govern until the child reaches 18. But becoming a parent does not create a right to reject democratically enacted laws. So trans activists and the ACLU and politicians need to go back to the drawing board at this point. There's going to be more litigation in this case and in many other cases like it around the country. But every single one of their major arguments has just been forcefully rejected in a federal appellate court. For a long time now, courts have been cowed by the lies of quote-unquote experts and the false claims of victimhood by these activists. Well, finally, an appellate court has stepped up and said that none of their claims matter. Principles of self-governance matter. Protecting children matters. What voters want matters. Not what Big Pharma wants. Trans activists and the ghouls who profit from butchering children, you know, they're going to regroup. They're going to keep going. They're not going to give up. But what happened last night is the clearest sign yet that they're not going to win ultimately. Last night, Americans who believe in self-representation and in the well-being of children prevailed over demagogues pushing oligarchy and child butchery. This is a win that trans activists didn't see coming. It's a win that many on the right didn't see coming. And I think many more victories like it are on the way. As the court noted in its decision last night, 19 states have passed similar laws. What we need now is for appellate courts in those states to uphold all those laws. And if they don't, then we need to take it to the Supreme Court. The Sixth Circuit's ruling is a clear sign, maybe the best sign yet, that our work is paying off. And all that's left to do is take this work to its conclusion and ban this barbarism nationwide. Coming next, I've been proved right yet again, this time about the Free Britney movement, which was a terrible idea. I'll discuss why after this break. Stay tuned.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Hate Mail. When Preston writes a furious letter to a store demanding a refund for a broken snow globe, he gets assistant manager Dahlia fired and becomes entangled in some pen and ink warfare. In the hilarious comedy by Bill Corbett and Kira Obileski, September 15th through October 1st at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown. Tickets are available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store Reddit. Hate Mail, September 15th through October 1st at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing pro arts businesses.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
Owning your own home brings so many qualities to life. It really has been in our culture from the start. A home is the place you raise your family. Maybe it's your dream home out on some distant property with lots of trees and a creek running through the backyard. Now, of course, buying a home is one of the largest investments we can make, which is why it is so important to have an experienced mortgage lender working for you. Since 1994, U.S. Lending in Reading has very much enjoyed helping families when buying or refinancing their homes.
In the past few years, there's been a lot of focus on interest rates and values. Interest rates will forever be changing. That's a constant for sure. But owning a home isn't about interest rates. It's about finding a home to live and enjoy your life in. If you're thinking about buying or refinancing a home and have questions, think of us, U.S. Lending Company.
Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the CRMLA, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, NMLS 1850.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Thanks for listening to the Matt Walsh Show. Britney Spears went viral this week for all the wrong reasons, which is the only reason that she ever goes viral anymore these days. And of course, she's always, you know, she's always on Instagram posting videos of herself dancing half naked or fully naked, rambling incoherently, just coming off like a very disturbed person. She recently got divorced from her husband after 12 seconds, and he claimed that she abused him. I don't know if that's true or not, but we do know that she is definitely not the first time that somebody close to her said that she is volatile and dangerous. This has been what most of the people close to her have been saying for a long time. Anyway, the video this week that went viral was her dancing with butcher knives, and she claims that the knives were fake. They very much appear not to be fake. But here, let's look at that video for a second. The dogs in the background are terrified. There it is. I didn't even realize, I never actually watched the video, so I didn't realize that she was dancing. What is that, a Gregorian chant? Is that like a, somehow it's even more disturbing than you originally thought with the Gregorian chant in the background while you've got this half-naked woman dancing with butcher knives. And those knives are not fake, by the way. Those are not what fake knives look like. Those are real. So, and the cops didn't think the butcher knives were fake either, which is why they showed up at her house for a wellness check, and they were, the cops, they were not called by fans who were concerned. They were called apparently by a friend of hers who was worried, you know, was worried about it. And listen, it's all very sad. And it's even sadder because we're watching this woman fall apart in front of us. And it just seems very likely that in the not too distant future, she's going to do something drastic and really hurt herself or worse. And it's like it's a slow motion train wreck, and we all know that's going to happen. I think we all kind of understand she's what, in her early 40s now. The chance that Britney Spears turns 50 seems to be pretty low, and we all know it. So, which is why her conservatorship was in place to begin with. So once again, I was right. And I said back during the whole Free Britney movement, you may recall, and I got a lot of flack for it, a lot of flack. But I said at the time, when everybody was demanding that Britney Spears be freed from her conservatorship, and why were they demanding it? It's because they saw some documentary on FX or whatever, and most of them didn't even see the documentary. They just, other people saw it, and then it was trending on Twitter, and hashtag Free Britney. And so a bunch of people jumped on the bandwagon,
And I said at the time, okay, people don't get conservatorships placed on them for no reason. It doesn't happen. Use your head. Stop following internet trends. Now, none of us know even like 1% of what goes on behind the scenes in anybody else's life, much less in Britney Spears' life. We don't know, but we can use our heads and we can figure out that, you don't lose legal rights to make decisions over your own life for no reason. Now, of course, everyone claimed that it was a conspiracy by the people who wanted Britney's money. Okay, well, once again, use your head. There are a lot of rich celebrities out there. There's a lot of rich female celebrities out there who, probably have people in their lives who covet their wealth, and yet they're not under conservatorships. Britney is. Why is that? Could it be because Britney very publicly had a mental breakdown and repeatedly revealed herself to be a danger to herself and those around her, including her children? Could that be it? I tried to explain this at the time. Britney, a wealthy, famous woman, lost custody and lost visitation rights. She lost visitation rights and custody over her kids in a court in Los Angeles. Do you understand how difficult that is to do? You're a woman, you're in Los Angeles, and you're rich and famous, and you lose total custody over your kids and you can't even visit them? Do you know how hard it is for a woman to pull that off, even if they're not rich and famous? Even if they're not in a Los Angeles court? Very, very hard. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
If you're young and healthy, term life insurance should be quick and painless. In fact, if you're 40 years old and in great health, $1 million of term insurance could cost less than $30 a month with no exam and could be issued the same day. But if you aren't a perfect specimen, that's where choosing the right insurance agent could save you thousands of dollars on your premium. If you're overweight or have health issues that come with getting older, you need to call Big Lou. Big Lou has the same issues as you and still knows how to get you quick and painless coverage if you have a few extra pounds, have diabetes, or stop breathing a few times per night. In fact, many 40-year-old clients can still get coverage without an exam and up to $1 million of coverage for less than $100 per month. Call Big Lou today to see how quick and painless life insurance can be at 800-353-9057. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-353-9057. That's 800-353-9057 or biglou.com.
Sponsored by Term Provider.
So you have to be a monstrously terrible mother for that to happen. You just do. Like, is there a small chance that it's all some big giant conspiracy against you? Yeah, I mean, that's anything's possible. But if you don't have any, if you know nothing else about someone, but you know that they're a woman who lost custody of their children, then that's, you know, 99.9% chance that this is like a bad mother doesn't even begin to describe it. And in Britney's case, we know about some of what preceded that decision. We know, for instance, that she barricaded herself in her home with her children. She had a standoff with emergency personnel with her kids. Reportedly, she threatened to kill herself in front of them. We know about that. That was reported. That happened publicly. Okay, if that kind of thing's happening publicly, do you think it's better behind the scenes? Do you think what's happening privately is less disturbing? There's a reason, and her kids don't want to be around her right now. Again, like, you know, if your kids, especially your sons, as they get older, don't want to be around you as a woman, pretty good chance that you there's a reason for that. So you can look at these things and you can use your damned head and you can realize that obviously this woman is not competent and needs help. Or you can believe a hashtag trend. And a lot of people chose the hashtag trend. And now this woman's going to get herself killed. She's going to overdose. Something like that. She's going to end up dead. And you know something? If you were screaming Free Britney, then that's going to be partly on you. It just is. And I hope you're prepared for that. It turns out that like just joining mindlessly in some internet mob, there are real world implications to that. It's not something you can just do. Like it's not all fun and games. Whether the subject is Britney Spears or anybody else, when you jump on into an internet mob without thinking straight, it's not just, I know people like to say, oh, it's Twitter, it's not the real world. No, it's the real world. This is happening in the real world. We're not dreaming it. And by the way, I fully acknowledge that this woman was screwed up by all the fame from a young age, not just fame, but a very obviously sexualized kind of fame. I mean, how old was she when Hit Me Baby One More Time came out? She was what, like 16 or 17 or something? And all that is terrible. And her parents certainly never should have allowed that, much less should they have facilitated it and pushed it as they did. But the point is that whatever the reasons for how she turned out, like this is who she is now. And you have to deal with who she is. If she's incompetent and she's a danger to herself and others, then that doesn't become less the case or less relevant just because there's a reason why she ended up that way. Guess what? Every bad person, every deranged person, every dangerous person, every crazy person, every incompetent person has a reason why they turned out that way. You take anyone who falls into any of those categories, and you can be pretty sure that their childhood probably wasn't great. Like, there's probably stuff that happened to them, you know, in the past that was pretty bad. But that doesn't change the reality of the current situation. We have to deal with that reality. And also, I have to say that if a man is judged to be a danger to his own kids, if he barricades himself in his house with them, has a standoff and all of that, nobody is going to be saying that we should be sympathetic because of how he was raised. Like, men lose custody in court all the time. They lose custody of their children all the time. It's a lot easier to do if you're a man. And in many cases, they lose custody for bad reasons, for illegitimate reasons. Sometimes they lose custody for good reasons. But you rarely hear anyone giving a damn one way or another about their upbringing. So it doesn't usually work that, including also with plenty of dysfunctional, you know, celebrities out there, who are whatever, going out and being self-destructive and all that. Usually if it's a male celebrity, nobody says, well, think about how they were raised. Think about that. No one says that. Everyone says, like, this person's a lunatic. So although the narrative is trying to make Britney Spears into some sort of victim of the patriarchy, it's actually completely the opposite. You know, if everything's exactly the same with Britney Spears, but she's a man, no one cares. There's none of the Free Britney movement. None of that happens. There's no documentary about it. Nobody cares. Everyone just assumes that she or he in that case, is crazy, and that would be the end of it. So the only reason that Britney was freed is because she's a woman, which ultimately, when she winds up dead, and the chances of that again are very high, that's what taking down the patriarchy gets you, I suppose. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it, too. Right now, switching to MediShare can save you even more than usual on top of what you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. And so many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, especially given how inflation is affecting us. MediShare is the affordable, reliable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves about $500 a month. You might save even more. And MediShare is a Christian community that's been sharing each other's healthcare costs for 30 years now, and they're making it easier than ever. Apply by October 31st, and you could save an additional $150 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. And maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here's the number. It's 855-51-BIBLE. You can call now. 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Next up, a woman has gone viral on TikTok talking about her unique parenting strategy. We'll check out the video after this break. Don't go anywhere.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank,
Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Five.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. You know, sometimes I think that parents get a bad rap these days. Sure, being a parent myself, there may be some personal biases that have helped to lead me to that conclusion, but I think that there's some truth to the idea. It's extremely challenging to raise children in our culture. In fact, I would say, and I have said before, it has never been more challenging to raise kids than it is right now. I mean in a literal sense, that parenting is harder today than it ever was in the whole history of the human species. And I don't think that statement is hyperbole. Now, granted, life is easier today in a number of very important ways. If I was parenting six kids in the 1700s, for instance, the chance that all of them would make it to adulthood would be pretty slim. So for that extremely significant reason alone, I am happy to be living today rather than back then. But when it comes to the actual act of parenting, of trying to raise your children to be competent, well-adjusted, decent, functional, virtuous human beings in the world, we parents in the modern age have to navigate around certain enormous obstacles that did not exist until very recently. The biggest challenge is that while we're raising our children, civilization is decaying all around us. We live in a decadent, depraved, morally insane culture, one that actively wants to steal our kids' minds and souls and turn them into hollowed out husks of human beings. Now, of course, people have lived and parented in degenerate societies before. This, unfortunately, is a common experience in the history of human civilization. The difference now is that it's nearly impossible to escape the degeneracy. It's all around us. And homes today are filled with devices that become access points, places where our debased culture can reach in and grab a child and make him its prisoner. The child can be lost to the culture before he graduates elementary school. And he doesn't even need to leave his house. And when I say lost to the culture, I mean lost in ways previously unheard of. His entire sense of his own identity, his grasp on reality itself may be destroyed. So that's the unique challenge. It's the thing that no other generation of parent has really had to deal with, certainly not in the same way or to the same extent. So there is no roadmap for us. There's no how-to guide. The parenting wisdom passed down to the generations before us kind of runs off the tracks before it reaches us. And we're left out on our own to figure it out. This is why parents today deserve some grace, I believe. We're out here in the thick of it. We're in the trenches, doing our best. Cut us some slack. Well, some of us, at least. Some of us are doing our best to raise our children to be decent people in spite of all of this. And some of us, on the other hand, are doing our best to make our children into the worst human beings the world has ever seen. And in some cases, we must admit, the hardest parenting environment has been met by the most insufferably awful parents of all time. And that's where our criticism should be pointed. Pointed, for example, at this woman. Her name is Arlie, and she has a TikTok account where she posts about and promotes her unique parenting style, a style that, as it turns out, is not nearly as unique as it should be. In fact, there are a lot of parents that parent basically like this. So here's one video that's gone viral this week. It now has nearly 2 million views, and more depressingly, it has almost 70,000 likes.
The video shows various pictures and videos of her toddler son, along with captions explaining her parenting strategy. And I will read the captions as we watch it. Here's the video. It says, controversial ways we're raising our son. He has his own iPad. Screen time is not limited. He eats what he likes. He's never forced to eat something he doesn't like. And if there's nothing he likes, we go buy him something that he will eat. He's allowed to try and have candy, juice, soda, etc. He co-sleep and contact nap, whatever that is. If he wants something from the store, he will get it. He doesn't have a strict bedtime routine. He will not be made to do something he does not want to do. His feelings and boundaries are just as valid as ours. When he says no, it means no. There we go. Poor kid. All right, so no means no. Well, that's a problem for me because my kids say no to doing their chores, to going to bed, to brushing their teeth, to getting dressed in the morning, etc. Well, let me clarify. My kids absolutely would never say no to me when I tell them to do any of those things. They know that saying no to dad isn't going to fly. But if they thought they could get away with it, they would absolutely say no to all those things. If no was an option on the menu, they would choose it for nearly every productive and healthy thing I tell them to do. That's because kids have an extremely limited ability to understand that there are benefits to doing something you don't want to do. The concept of delayed gratification is very difficult for a child to grasp. And at a certain age, they literally just don't get it at all. They don't understand the concept. It's impossible at a certain age. Now, that child there in the video, my daughter is not much older than him. And I have on many occasions, just for fun, you know, asked her to explain why she doesn't want to do something that she says she doesn't want to do. Like, I'll ask her to do something, I'll tell her to do something, and she'll say she doesn't want to do it. And I'll say, well, why don't you want to do it? And the answer is almost always, because I don't want to. Which isn't her being disrespectful or defiant. She literally doesn't know why she doesn't want to do the thing. Or why she does want to do something. She doesn't understand her own feelings. Certainly not well enough to articulate them. She may have a good reason for not wanting to do something, or she may have a bad reason, or she may have no reason. She can't figure that out. That's why she has two loving, intelligent parents to figure it out for her. Now, most of the parenting choices, if you can call them that, that you see in that video, if you can call them parenting choices anyway, that you see in the video are so over-the-top ridiculous that you would hope they'd require no further comment. Obviously, giving unlimited screen time to a toddler is deranged. You are guaranteeing that he will be hooked on screens and spend his entire childhood sitting around staring at a little box. That's what you're guaranteeing. It's not that it might turn out that way. It is 100% guaranteed to turn out that way. And letting a child eat whatever he wants, especially combined with the unlimited screen time, means that he will be morbidly obese well before he makes it to high school. Guaranteed. Giving him whatever he wants from the store means that he will be spoiled and materialistic. Again, it doesn't mean that he might turn out that way, but that he absolutely, with total certainty, will turn out that way. All of this, you would hope, is obvious. But if you look at the way many parents handle their kids these days, it would seem that these points are not so obvious. And whether parents are making all these mistakes or not, or making them to this extreme degree or not, it's certainly the case that many struggle to understand one basic fact about raising children. And the fact is this. Kids need structure, boundaries, routine, and guidance. They need all those things. And when I say they need those things, I mean they need them. They need them in the same way they need food and clothing and a roof over their heads. That doesn't mean that we should never give our children the ability to choose something, to actually have a choice, the ability to pick a path and walk down it. It means that their choices, especially when they're very young, should be extremely limited and controlled. And as they get older, you progressively expand their choices and you drop some of the limitations until they're adults, at which point, if you've done your job, they can go out into the world of limitless options and relative freedom, and they can make, hopefully, the right choices because they've been given the moral formation they need to make the right choices. Now, if you don't give your child structure, boundaries, routine, and guidance, then not only do they grow up to be terrible people due to a lack of moral intellectual formation, but they also grow up to be plagued with anxiety and uncertainty. You know, we're told that childhood anxiety is on the rise. It's reached epidemic levels, we're told, that kids are so anxious. Well, that's not because there's some kind of mysterious mental illness going around. It's simply because many kids are growing up in environments without structure, without boundaries, without routine, and without guidance. This makes them uncertain, confused, flustered, overwhelmed, which is another way of saying anxious. The reason that kids ask a million questions every day is because they don't understand very much about the world, and this lack of understanding makes them uneasy. And they look to their parents to shine some light so that they can feel more confident and comfortable in the world. But what if all they hear from their parents is, I don't know, it's up to you. You make your own decisions, do whatever you want, be whoever you want to be. The world is your oyster. Well, this is not an empowering message for kids. It's not liberating. It's actually suffocating because it drowns them in unease and uncertainty. It leaves them lost and alone. Now, does that mean that we should take away our children's freedoms? Yes, in a certain sense, if by freedom you mean the ability to do whatever you want. But in another deeper sense, no, this is actually giving your child freedom. In fact, a childhood full of structure and rules and guidance is really the most freeing sort of childhood. You know, I've used this analogy before, but if you've got a guy who's lost in the wilderness, and you want to free that guy, do you free him by taking away his compass and map so that no one's telling him what to do? Or do you free him by giving him a compass and a map? So the man may be out in a wide open space. He may be able to go wherever he wants. The essence of freedom, if by freedom we just mean doing whatever you want, but he's trapped because he doesn't know which way he should go or where any of the paths lead. And a person who comes along and eliminates most of those potential paths and tells him which direction to walk is limiting his environment and taking away options, but also at the same time freeing him. True human freedom is not simply being able to do anything you want, but it's understanding what you should do. You cannot really choose anyway unless you know what you're choosing and you know what the consequences are. And that's what parents are for. But some parents, too many, including the one on TikTok here, don't understand that basic fact. And those parents are today canceled. And that's all we have for today and this week. Thanks for listening. Talk to you on Monday. Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's last-ditch plan to keep the government temporarily open collapsed.
McCarthy says he and the president should meet to discuss the impasse, but White House Budget Director Shalonda Young says there's already a budget agreement in place.
Our message is simple. House Republicans need to stick to the agreement we already reached and they already voted for.
If a shutdown occurs, it would halt paychecks for many of the roughly 2 million federal employees, plus some 2 million active duty military troops and reservists. Greg Clugston, Washington.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein passes away.
Those close to Feinstein confirmed Friday the 90-year-old lawmaker passed away after dealing for months with a host of medical problems. She had planned to retire at the end of her term, but had rejected calls from some Democrats to retire early after health problems forced her absence during critical votes. Despite decades as an unabashed liberal, Feinstein faced growing opposition from woke elements in her own party over her civil tone toward Republican opponents and willingness to seek compromise. The 90-year-old Feinstein had been the Senate's oldest sitting member. She remains the longest-serving female senator in U.S. history. Von Agner reporting.
The Big Apple finding it hard to float after being hit by a major storm.
Friday's deluge stranded drivers on highways, knocked out several subway and commuter rail lines, and shuttered a terminal at LaGuardia Airport. The National Weather Service says more than 7.25 inches of rain fell in parts of Brooklyn by nightfall, and the 8.65 inches of rain at John F. Kennedy Airport surpassed its record for any September day. That record was set during Hurricane Donna in September of 1960. And bad news, more downpours expected through the weekend. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-320-7171. That's 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
At least 50 people have been killed, more than 50 injured in a suicide attack in Pakistan.
Social media footage shows dozens of injured people being taken to the district's two main hospitals by local residents and the emergency services. Officials say a suicide bomber carried out the attack, targeting a religious procession. The police say they're investigating the incident and have declared a state of emergency. Bordering Afghanistan and Iran, Balochistan is Pakistan's largest province and has frequently been hit by armed fighters, including the TTP or the Pakistani Taliban and the Islamic State group.
A new poll finds that most Democrats are glad they got COVID vaccines, but most Republicans regret it. Despite the vaccine's ineffectiveness at preventing COVID and the side effects of the shot, 90% of registered Democratic voters say it was worth it. Only 36% of Republicans said the shot was worth it. News and analysis at townhall.com. California is raising the minimum wage for fast food workers to $20 an hour, correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
California is among the first states to have a minimum wage specifically for fast food workers. Signing the new law, Governor Gavin Newsom said California
is a state that prides itself not only being on the leading cutting edge, but we recognize businesses cannot thrive in a world that's failing.
The raise takes effect April 1st and applies to fast food restaurants that have at least 60 locations nationwide. California's minimum wage for all other workers is $15.50 per hour. That's among the highest in the country. I'm Ben Tallman.
A Tennessee judge is ending the conservatorship of former NFL player Michael Orr, whose story inspired the movie The Blind Side. Last month, Orr claimed the family who took him in never actually adopted him. On Friday, a judge granted Orr's request to end the conservatorship. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
To be the Republican case for impeachment? I mean, at this point, we should be investigating the investigation for the ethical conduct that is happening on the Republican side of the aisle.
Hollywood produced a movie a number of years back called Idiocracy. And it envisioned a future in the United States of America where the country was run by pro wrestlers and morons and we're here. Well, happy Friday. And welcome back once again. It's another, we had a little climate change. Got a little climate. It's cooler than usual right now, which is climate change. If it were warmer than usual, it would be global warming. The Democrat Party controls the levers of the climate. Every bad weather day belongs to them. I blame them Who doesn't? Joe Biden came out yesterday, and he's the great uniter. And they put out an ad. You see their new ad? Got a picture of him hugging Colin Powell. Sitting with Ronald Reagan, saying, see, I talked to Republicans. At least in the mid-20th century, I talked to Republicans. Who else? John McCain. I had John McCain. Recently, Joe Biden was in Hanoi. Hanoi, North Vietnam. I still call it North Vietnam. You know, where Hanoi Jane earned her nickname, because she's a commie and a mainstream Democrat, and always has been, and it's just fine. But Joe Biden, he went and he visited the White House told us it was a monument, a memorial to John McCain and where he had been shot down. That was a lie, of course. It was a monument memorializing the people that shot down John McCain. I've been to that memorial in Hanoi in North Vietnam, but never mind that. And now Joe Biden, they've got a fake ad. The ad is a big lie that he's some kind of a uniter or something. But then he was in Tempe, Arizona, and he didn't go to the border because he didn't want to go to the border. He's blown up the border. It's on fire. Everybody there, it's like Rome. There are people hanging from trees for as far as the eye can see. And then, of course, the underwear trees from all the, you know, children and all that stuff being sexually assaulted because the Democrats have a plan for America. And it's they never said it would benefit us. The fundamental transformation of America. And don't forget to teach your kids to speak Spanish, because the Democrats have a plan, and maybe join a gang. And there was a Republican member of Congress was down there yesterday, and AOC was attacking him for being down at the border. You see this? She is as dumb as a manzanita stump. The manzanita stump is dumber than an oak stump, and she is quite amazing. But a Republican member of Congress down at the border yesterday, and who did he meet up with? Elon Musk. Did you see Elon Musk at the U.S.-Mexico border yesterday? He looked like Billy Jack. You see him? He had a Billy Jack thing going. Had the big black wide-brimmed hat, kind of like a cowboy hat, but more Billy Jack style. And aviator shades, kind of like Joe Biden wears everywhere because he's like a Sandinista. But Elon Musk at the border, and he's talking to this Republican member of Congress, and they are discussing the people flowing across our southern border, flowing across our southern border. And Sebastian Gorka just texted me, are you insulting the honor of pro wrestlers when I talked about the idiocracy? I didn't mean to. It's you're right, Sebastian. It's a little unfair to pro wrestlers to compare the current batch of Democrats to pro wrestling, which is, by comparison, certainly an honorable profession. But Elon Musk down there, and he's talking to a Republican member of Congress, and it's good stuff, and they're talking about the people flowing across their our border, you know, from there to here. And it's kind of an amazing story because they got these guys, Congressman Tony Gonzalez, and the murderers crossing our border. Well, how can you tell they're murderers? Well, they have the tattoos on their faces of the teardrops coming down from their eyes, down their face, which is with the Mexican cartels. You get those when you murder people. So you get the teardrops after you murder the people, and they're flowing across our border to murder again, because the Democrats want more murder, because they're not liberals. They're the left, and the left kills everyone, destroys everything, and steals what's left. They're, you know, they're the left. They're not liberals. Anybody have any awareness of the 20th century? Because it's still on, and the Democrats represent the Soviet Union and Pol Pot and, you know, Castro's Cuba. They love Castro's Cuba. They hate the United States of America. They are the Democrat Party. Pretty amazing stuff. Yeah, so Joe Biden demonizing those terrible, awful MAGA Republicans who are here to destroy democracy, he says, while Democrats are looting and flattening Philadelphia again, because the Democrat Party is a mob of violent criminals from coast to coast. And they're kind of irrepressible, aren't they, Michael? You know, it's hard to stop them. But you might start with fire hoses, because, you know, the looting and the sacking. And but they got Loot Loot Lemon again. You see, they got Loot Loot Lemon. I guess there wasn't a Louis Vuitton in Philadelphia probably pulled out already. Otherwise, they certainly would have looted Louis Vuitton. You know how they love those Louis Vuitton bags. And they steal them every chance they got. They steal them in large quantities so they can sell them on tables on the sidewalk and give them to people who have no idea what their actual value is. You know, they know the price of everything and the value of nothing. The looters, you know. And you see, oh, we got our meatball. We got an update on meatball, too. I've been talking about meatball the last couple of days, the Democrat looter criminal who was rallying people to the looting effort in Philadelphia the last couple of nights. And Meatball was arrested, and she was charged. She's a Democrat Party activist. They're probably going to run her for office, don't you think? She may be on the city council. Maybe the U.S. Congress is the place for her. We already have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Maybe Meatball could sit next to her. And, speaking of insurrections, did you see a gang of environmental lunatics with mental illnesses moved into Speaker Kevin McCarthy's office yesterday with big signs about the weather? And they're covered in goth makeup, and they're genderless, and they're criminals. And interestingly, the media applauds this and said, oh, look, leftists invaded the Capitol and took over the Speaker's office. Isn't this great? They should probably get the Nobel Peace Prize or the Presidential Medal of Freedom, because Democrat violence is the good kind of violence. Oh, and I looked at my Washington Post today, speaking of Democrat violence being the good kind of violence, and it's not on the front page because they don't want to talk too much about this, but it turns out there are even more murders. There have been even more murders in Washington, D.C. than I was sharing with you yesterday. We broke the 200 murder threshold this year, earlier than we have in any year since 1997. And so 26 years ago. And now, hey, wait a minute, we forgot to count these murders. Two infants on D.C.'s list of homicide omissions. They have homicide omissions. That's because we left it to the Democrats to count, and they don't really care about human life at all. So police release info about 8 cases of previously unreported killings, including 2 infants found dead or dying in their D.C. homes. And it turns out that they're murders. And one was an 88-year-old man who had injury because a Democrat got into an argument with the 88-year-old man, so he murdered him. And then another 61-year-old man fatally beaten to death with an 8-foot wooden board. But they hadn't been counted among the murders. So now we've got more murders than we thought we had had. And here's the crazy thing. The number went from 201 murders to 209 murders so far this year. And every single one of them, a Democrat, the murderers, it's amazing. Not a single MAGA hat wearing extremist among them. Not a white supremacist among them. Not a one. Now, it's the FBI director told us the biggest threat is white supremacists, right? And Joe Biden told us again yesterday that MAGA extremists are the biggest threat to our democracy. And then they murdered another 209 people and looted another city and attacked the police and defunded the police and opened our border to let the teardrop killers from the cartels into the country to kill again. Just like the Brazilian that was captured in New Hampshire after having been convicted of murdering 11 people in a massacre in Brazil as a military policeman. And there he is working at somebody's house in New Hampshire. You know why? Because of the Democrats. That's why. And then, of course, the Brazilian murderer who's wanted for murder in Brazil, who came to the United States and then murdered the woman in Pennsylvania by stabbing her 38 times in front of her 2 little girls, and then went on the lam after he escaped, you know, doing that spider crawl. And he was on the loose for 2 weeks, and then he was captured by the police, who the Democrats want to defund because they love murder and hate the police. So just scratching the surface on today's Democrat Party news here, because there's plenty more where that came from, too. And, of course, the Biden impeachment hearing began yesterday, and I've got a whole bunch of audio for you from that impeachment hearing. Was anyone murdered during the hearing by the Democrats, Michael? Any shots fired And again, we got these left-wing lunatics occupying the Speaker's office yesterday, which is an insurrection. It's a revolt against the established authority, insurrection. And it's the Speaker's office, and there will be no 22-year prison sentences for the left-wing radical environmental activists that occupied the Speaker's office in the Congress. But pay no attention. Oh, and a lunatic environmentalist showed up at the Tempe, Arizona Joe Biden speech where he demonized, 70 million Americans or more. I'm waiting for him to order that the military fire on Fort Sumter. I think we're going to have his, that Joe Biden Secret Service code name is Jefferson Davis. Did you know that? His Secret Service code name is Jefferson Davis. That's kind of weird, isn't it? Because the Democrats, they gave us the Civil War in 1861, and now we're in an uncivil war with the Democrat Party while they loot and burn and attack the police, and they invade the Capitol and take the Speaker's office, and the Washington Post applauds because the Washington Post is filthy, dirty, rotten, corrupt. But the impeachment, Joe Biden, because of all the tens of millions of dollars that have flowed into the, and all the Democrats think this is great because they want to cash in too, because in their hearts, they're criminals. Isn't that true? That seems to be true. And, Joe Biden with the tens of millions of dollars flowing into the Biden family coffers from Ukraine and Uzbekistan and Romania and Russia and the widow of the Moscow mayor, who is a pal of Putin's, and then the Chinese communists with millions of dollars sending the money to Joe Biden's home address because Hunter lived there. That was his address on his driver's license because he's such a crackhead, stripper, knocker-upper, Russian hooker dater that he was living in dad's house when he's 50 years old because he's the biggest loser in the history of the, but he did make tens of millions of dollars. He explained to his daughter he had to, give half of that over to Joe so he could buy big houses on the water and, get that 67 Corvette. When did he buy that 67 Corvette? And do they send him Ray-Bans? Do they send him boxes full of Ray-Bans? Because, I know there's payoff going on there, too. Presidents don't go around wearing Ray-Ban aviators, and the Bidens don't unless they're getting paid for it. That's how crooked they are. But in the impeachment hearing yesterday, a bunch of dastardly crooked Democrats are going on and on about how there's no evidence. There is no evidence. And Durag was back. He took off the durag, and what was exposed? Plugs. Plugs, that's what happened. I know he had been going through cancer treatments, but after chemo, your hair grows back normally. But you can go ahead and get plugs if you're a Democrat in the House of Representatives and then wear a durag like a pirate for months. Because, arr! And he stormed the hearing room yesterday, swinging in on a curtain with a sword in one hand. But that's another thing altogether. And so the first hearing yesterday, the Democrats are in a deep state of denial. And then did they loot? Did they loot anything, the Democrats, Michael, before they left the hearing room? So we know how they love to loot. There is no evidence at all, never mind the FBI whistleblowers, the IRS whistleblowers, the Ukrainian whistleblower, never mind the CEOs of the Biden corporations explaining that big guy gets 10% from the Chinese. Now, pay no attention to any of this. The Democrats insist there's no evidence. They're like O.J. Simpson, really. The Democrats today are searching golf courses across America looking for the real bribery because they are the O.J. Simpson of American politics, the whole gang. Yeah, and those MAGA people, grave threat to democracy. Stop looting. Stop shooting people, Democrats. And Meatball. I got to update you on Meatball because she's pretty funny. She doesn't know it. She's pretty funny. And I suspect the Democrats may actually run her for office because they love crime. They love crime. CNN's ratings. Not so good. Not very good. And Lurch, Frankenstein, had to wear a suit, onto the Senate floor yesterday. He had to wear men's clothes because there's a new rule. And he's kind of a, and the Democrats, they're very upset about it. They say it's anti-transgender that that Fetterman had to wear a suit. He still looked like Boris Karloff, though.
There's only one, Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Fellow Americans, your privacy could be at stake and your bank accounts may not be safe. Biden's digital dollar could give the government the ability to track your purchases. Some suggest it's total control thereafter. But there is a way out, and thousands of people just like you have made the decision to opt out. My friends at American Alternative Assets will teach you how to diversify your risk from a failing dollar and market with gold and silver IRAs. So please call 888, the number 4, gold 20. That's right, call now to 888-446-5320 to get your free guide and to answer any questions you may have about protecting your retirement savings. Say no to the Biden government's new digital dollar. Call 888, the number 4, gold 20. That's right, call now, 888-446-5320. Individual results may vary. There is no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Seek your own legal, tax, investment, and financial advice before opening an account.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie. And we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Yep, I'm looking at the pages right now.
Thomas's translation company just lost its only two Spanish speakers. Without the right replacements, he'll be in problemas.
Yeah, we'll have those ready. Tonight's going to be a late one.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it, too. Right now, switching to MediShare can save you even more than usual on top of what you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. And so many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, especially given how inflation is affecting us. MediShare is the affordable, reliable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves about $500 a month. You might save even more. And MediShare is a Christian community that's been sharing each other's healthcare costs for 30 years now, and they're making it easier than ever. Apply by October 31st, and you could save an additional $150 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. And maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here's the number. It's 855-51-BIBLE. You can call now. 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Anyone can choose to make a difference. You can help people succeed, rebuild after disasters, protect the environment, or feed the hungry. Not only will you make a difference for others, but for yourself. You can earn money for college, learn career skills, and make friendships that last a lifetime. Make a difference. Choose your future. Choose AmeriCorps.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale covers your cravings with 50% off site-wide. That's half off tender, juicy, extra-aged steaks like their butcher's cut filet mignons. Order at omahasteaks.com, use code GARDEN at checkout and get an extra $30 off. Endless flavor and value on incredible Omaha Steaks entrees, scrumptious sides, and decadent desserts. Go to omahasteaks.com, use code GARDEN at checkout today. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Of course, Joe Biden didn't go to the border yesterday. Elon Musk did. And I wouldn't be surprised if Elon Musk came up with a plan in one day and said, let's do this. And if it wouldn't fix it, lickety split, as Chaz Bono says. Let's go to Dianne Feinstein. We have some Dianne Feinstein for you today, too, who died, this morning, or we learned this morning at the age of 90. And now the Democrat Party's mad dash for the power, that her seat represents is underway. It's like a horrible Hollywood movie all over again. It's like, it's a mad world. And instead of the pot of gold, they want her Senate seat. Maybe Gavin Newsom will declare himself to be a woman of color. He could become a woman of color, right? And declare himself to be LGBTQ or one or two of those. And then he could appoint himself to the seat, right? As the interim senator. And he'd be good governor and senator. He could be governor and senator. You know, like Mordecai in High Plains Drifter. He was the sheriff and the mayor. The sheriff and the mayor. Is that obscure enough? And, hey, Mordecai, you're the sheriff and the mayor. And he could become the governor and the senator. And then they'll have an election next year and see what happens. But Gavin Newsom, I believe the process is that Gavin Newsom will appoint an interim senator. And he's already promised, because they're racists, the Democrat Party, that they will appoint a woman of color. It has to be a woman, and a woman of color. Could be transgender. Maybe Katie Hobbs could declare herself to be a woman of color. Maybe, what's her name? Karen Bass could take the job for a while.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The mad scramble with the passing of 90-year-old Senator Dianne Feinstein from California. The mad scramble for the power. These people are really sick. But they love those jobs. These must be the greatest jobs in the world. You know, nobody leaves them unless you pry them out of there with a crowbar. Everybody wants to die in place. Must be a great job. You get the staff. You get, a driver. Remember, she had that Chinese spy driver for 20 years on her staff in the San Francisco office who wired the car in the office so the Chinese Communist Intelligence Services could listen in on everything and the phones and all the good stuff. But that's okay. When you're a Democrat, you hire a Chinese spy for 20 years. That's okay. Like Eric Swalwell, having a sexual relationship for how long? A decade or so with the Chinese spy Fang Fang. And it's not even a news story. That's not even a thing. He's reelected handily again and again. No problem. Fang Fang? Sure. Most California voters would, go down that road too. So they vote for Eric Swalwell and they vote for Fang Fang. A vote for Eric Swalwell is a vote for Fang Fang. And for the Chinese intelligence services, the Chinese intelligence services ushered Eric Swalwell from a city council seat to the House of Representatives and the U.S. Intelligence Committee, the House Intelligence Committee, Washington, D.C. And that's all fine. That's all fine. Because, you know, Democrats, pretty amazing stuff, got to say. And I do want to play some audio for you. Senator Dianne Feinstein's office was invaded by insurrectionists in 2019 who were being used by their little children. Because, you know, the Democrats, the left, they love to use children. They walk them out into the battlefield to find the landmines with their feet. You know, the Soviets did that. And the left here, they use children. They pretend they have these children that are prophets, right? Like, you know, Greta von Thunberg, right, who's the prophet of doom on the climate apocalypse, right? And the teenage gun guy from Florida, he's one of the heroes of the anti-Second Amendment movement, and they just love using children, and then when they're done with them, they kick them to the curb. But they, you know, the last couple of years, the Democrats have been pulling children to the teachers' unions, pulling children out of school and marching them for Black Lives Matter and, you know, support Planned Parenthood so you could exterminate 400 out of every 1,000 black pregnancies, terminate them. And yeah, David Hogg. I've been trying to forget him. And it kind of worked. Sort of worked a little, which is good. Amazing stuff. So, yeah. And I want to play that. So, Dianne Feinstein, it's sad. She was not, you know, other than having a Chinese spy on her staff in her San Francisco district office for 20 years, for two decades, which the FBI finally got around to quietly letting her know about. Oh, by the way, you know, this staff guy's, you're very open-minded for hiring a Chinese guy, and turns out he's an intelligence officer for the Chinese Communist Party. But pay no attention. We'll just quietly sweep it under the rug like the Hunter Biden investigations because, you know, we're the FBI. And we're gonna, what else did they? They told Facebook and Twitter to not let people share those stories that might have been harmful to the Biden presidential campaign in 2020. But pay no attention to that. That's fine. The FBI. It's you know that the official language of the FBI is now Russian. Did you know that? that's kind of weird, isn't it? All right. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Scott calling from Charleston, South Carolina. Scott, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. You know, given how California is a modern day Roman circus, I think Gavin Newsom should appoint a horse to the Senate.
Very good. That's a Caligula reference. The Emperor Caligula appointed a horse just to show that he had the power to do it. That is a funny and great historical reference, Scott. I appreciate that.
Let me ask you this. Does Gavin Newsom think this is his blanking golden ticket, appointment?
Right, exactly. Illinois, who was that? That was Blagojevich. Was Blagojevich, right?
Yes.
When Barack Obama became president, vacated his Senate seat, then Democrat Governor Rod
Jackson Jr. wanted it.
And it's my golden ticket. That's right. These are commodities. These seats are commodities that the Democrats trade like baseball cards.
Yes, indeed. Chris, I wanted to ask you this about Joe Biden's beach house, multi-million dollar beach house.
Uh-huh.
And this Trump was the judge ruled yesterday in New York about him inflating the value of his real estate. I'd like to see Joe Biden's mortgage paperwork. Now, he may have paid for the house in cash, several million dollars, given that it had a lot of cash. But did he inflate his civil servant salary? Did he do any paperwork shenanigans when he applied for a mortgage or through a bank? Did he violate any of those laws? We really need to, you know, go on offense here and start examining him the way that Trump is being examined.
Well, as a proctologist would examine, and you know, I can assure you of one thing, Scott, and that is that even as we speak right now, CNN and ABC News' investigative unit and the New York Times and the Washington Post are very busy making sure that no one discusses anything like that in the newsroom. They're corrupt institutions. They're institutionally corrupt. The pond has been stocked with personally corrupt individuals who do not do their job, and therefore the proper function of a republic is at stake, because the Fourth Estate is bought and paid for by the Democrat Party, and in fact, they don't even have to buy it or pay for it. They're just sleeping together, and they're fine with that. It's a merger of state and corporate power that we're witnessing between the Democrat Party and the media oligarchs, from Jeff Bezos at the Washington Post to the gang of miscreants at the New York Times and ABC News. Their chief anchor is a Clinton administration official, and Chunk Todd just moved from point A to point B. He's a former Democrat Hill staffer whose wife brings in millions of dollars from the Bernie Sanders campaign, and they never disclose that when he's interviewing Bernie Sanders. And, you know, this is there are a lot of things that investigative journalists should be looking into right now, Scott, but they don't,
you know,
they haven't been for years.
Their greatest power is what they choose not to report.
That's a fact. The greatest,
somebody told me that.
The most insidious power the media has is the power to ignore, and they ignore a lot,
yes.
Don't they?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love the show.
Thank you, Scott. Very good stuff. Love the Caligula reference. I think that's just great. As the Roman Empire was falling, they had these horrible, terrible clowns as emperors on the way down. The Emperor Caligula, who ran a sexual circus, and it was rife with madness, appointed a horse to the Senate. At least that was his plan. Then he was assassinated. There was a lot of assassination going on at the time, too. Caligula, the mad emperor, the horse that almost became a senator. And Caligula's best friend was the horse, so he decided that his horse was loyal, so he was going to make the horse a member of the Senate, and the Democrat Party has pretty much reached that point. You know, the most famous story, that Caligula, his horse was called, what's it called, Insatius, and it was his favorite horse. So he was made consul to the Roman Senate, and you know, it's a story that may or may not be fable, but it is a story about the age of the crumbling of the Roman Empire. And the left is here. They are the barbarians inside the gates. And they have the Democrat Party and the media. And Western civilization is teetering on the brink. And the left is here to shove us over the edge, because they're anti-capitalist, they're anti-freedom. They're anti-American, and they pretty much own the Democrat Party and the media. You know, these forces. Now let's get back to Dianne Feinstein, because the 90-year-old senator passed away today. It doesn't come as a shock. She's been unwell for quite some time and frail for quite some time. She was not one of the real villains of the modern Democrat Party by any stretch of the imagination, I think. She was a run-of-the-mill, you know, go-along to get along, vote for everything the Democrats want, rubber-stamp vote in the Senate. She was elected to the Senate in 1992, and they called that the Year of the Woman. She had been the mayor of San Francisco, California, of course, And San Francisco was still a pretty cool place when she was mayor. It hadn't gone completely mad, but now it has, of course. And now the Democrat Party is completely mad. Now let me get to this Michael Piercy, looking around this morning, found some great video and audio of a bunch of leftists using children as cannon fodder. And I think it's probably a teacher. You get these radical left-wing teachers that want to teach your boy that he's a girl and your girl that she's a boy, and they sexualize your kindergarten kid with LGBTQQIAA+ curriculum and all this crazy stuff. The that the Democrats are pulling kids out of school to go march for Black Lives Matter, and they couldn't be bigger hypocrites, because they don't really believe Black Lives Matter. There's only certain, only one or two Black Lives Matter every 5 years or so matter to the left, because they can use them to create violent political movements where they sack and plunder and steal and loot and burn and, you know, overturn police cars and steal Louis Vuitton bags and Lululemon clothing and all that good stuff. But here is a pretty interesting moment. In 2019, February, so about 4.5 years ago now, and a teacher brought a bunch of little school children, after brainwashing them and indoctrinating them, brought them into Senator Dianne Feinstein's office on Capitol Hill, where they decided to occupy because they're brainwashing the little zombies and the leftists. And, you know, remember, got to remember always what Vladimir Lenin said, right? You know, give us your child for 4 years, the seeds I have planted will never be uprooted. Give me your child for 8 years, and I'll be a Bolshevik for life. The Democrats are following that Lenin program, Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov, a.k.a. Lenin, the Bolshevik revolutionary. And here's Senator Dianne Feinstein in her office being invaded in 2019, February, about 4.5 years ago. And the school children are being used by some radical left-wing extremist calling herself a teacher because the, you know, the earth is on fire and we're all going to die soon. And again, this is 4 years ago, so start the clock there.
We are trying to ask you to vote yes on the Green New Deal.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
Oh, please.
We have our own Green New Deal.
Some scientists have said that we have 12 years to turn this around.
Well, it's not going to get turned around in 10 years. What we can do,
Senator, if this doesn't get turned around in 10 years, you're looking at the faces of the people who are going to be living with these consequences.
The government is supposed to be for the people and by the people and all
for the people. You know what's interesting about this group? Is I've been doing this for 30 years. I know what I'm doing. You come in here and you say it has to be my way or the highway.
And your children.
I don't respond to that. I've gotten elected. I just ran. I was elected by almost a million vote plurality. And I know what I'm doing.
Oh, you don't know what you're doing. These little children know what they're doing. And the teachers know what they're doing. Give us the child for 8 years and it will be a Bolshevik for life. They know what they're doing. This is what they do.
I hear what you're saying, but we're the people who voted you. You're supposed to listen to us. That's
who voted you?
I'm 16. I can't
vote. Didn't
vote
for me.
Well, she didn't
vote. We're the ones that are impacted.
This is what they use the children as cannon fodder for the cause. Give me 4 years to teach the children, and the seed I have sown will never be uprooted, Vladimir Lenin.
I'm trying to do the best I can, which was to write a responsible resolution.
Any plan that doesn't take bold, transformative action is not going to be what we need.
Well, you know better than I do. So I think one day you should run for the Senate.
Great.
And then you do it your way.
But
in the meantime,
by that time, there's going to be a big problem.
I just won a big election.
And then the teacher detonated her suicide vest, and it was very tragic. Everyone was killed. Or is that the one that self-immolated on the steps of the Supreme Court? You're a Democrat Party. And good for Senator Dianne Feinstein. You're 16 years old. You didn't vote for me. I've got my own Green New Deal. I've been doing this for a long time. Your children, I'll tell you, rather than you telling me. Good for Senator Dianne Feinstein. Now, will Gavin Newsom appoint a horse?
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Enjoy cleaner, safer, and more private internet daily. Be more cyber zen. For a limited time only, get our special offer at NordVPN.com. With a few simple clicks, NordVPN will block online trackers and hide your virtual location.
It will secure your devices from malware-infected downloads and block access to malicious websites. Enjoy Internet without trackers. Internet without malicious websites. Internet without malware-ridden files. Imagine your data more secure, your connection protected. Be more cyber zen. Take advantage of our special offer now at NordVPN.com. NordVPN, cybersecurity built for every day.
Hustle up, we've got 8 more floors to go before lunch.
Sarusha's window washing business is reaching new heights.
Wipe, wipe, and let's roll.
They need more certified cleaners to keep online reviews crystal clear.
Team, I know we're hustling, but watch for streaks. Candace, can you give me a hand over here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas. Loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Our prices start at just $25 per eighth. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
High school football action is back and broadcast live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com. As teams hit the gridiron, now's the time to sponsor a high school football game or games, which includes 1 month of advertising, 4 30-second ads per day, Monday through Friday, between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Your business promoted in and out of each commercial break during the game or games you sponsor, plus an interview during the morning show, and 3 30-second bonus ads on Saturdays and Sundays between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. Don't miss the live interviews with coaches and players. We'll also discuss the rosters featuring backstories on the coaches, players, and teams. We'll throw in pre- and post-game announcements, along with play-by-play high school football action live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com.
If you would like to sponsor a high school football game or games, call Sue McClain or Tyler Chapman at KCNR at 530-605-4565.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
As Dianne Feinstein was, she just died. I don't want to, but Isn't she the one that got the letter from fake Dr. Christine Blasey Ford and launched the lynch mob against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, which was all complete BS, completely phony, put the country through the madness, and maybe the Chinese spy she had on staff in San Francisco wrote it to her. And then during the confirmation hearing of Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett, she attacked her Catholicism, right, with the, what was that crazy line that she used?
When you read your speeches, the conclusion one draws is that the dogma lives loudly within you.
The dogma lives loudly within you.
That's of concern.
Yeah, that's of concern. You might be Catholic or something. That could be a problem. Maybe we should sick the FBI on Catholics across the country and make Deutschland über alles the new anthem of the United States. The dogma lives loudly within you. That was a big line. And the Democrats were outside looting, but the dogma lives loudly. That was an anti-Catholic slur. And then the Christine Blasey Ford lynching of Justice Brett Kavanaugh was being driven largely by Dianne Feinstein, if I remember that correctly, that she got the original letter from the, you know, pixelated, to be generous, Christine Blasey Ford, starting that whole thing. That, I don't know, some year, I can't remember what year, at somebody's house, I can't remember whose house, and, you know, maybe he was handing out red Solo cups, and maybe he shouldn't be allowed to be on the Supreme Court because, you know, Democrats might start self-immolating on the steps of the Supreme Court. Your Democrat Party. And the child abuse of the Green New Deal, you've got to, we voted you in. And Dianne Feinstein looks at the child and says, you're a 16-year-old, aren't you? So are you voting? Because I know you're a Democrat, but isn't that amazing? These people. Can you say these people? Man, oh man. That's crazy. Completely nuts. I see. And I hope you'll hang in there. We have somebody in the line that actually worked with Senator Dianne Feinstein. And hang in there. Because, you know, we're a Washington-based show. These things happen. A lot of politics going on around here. I don't know if you notice that, but it's true. And we got that, and Joe Biden accusing half America of being extremists and a danger to democracy while saying out of the other side of his mouth that he's a uniter who works across the aisle. And
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.